score. Saucier took the shot and the Storm get a power play goal. Martin with a shot and he scores. Kepler Martin, a power play goal. L'Esperance with a great shot and he scores. Joel L'Esperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in. It's a goal. Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season. Rebound score. Garrett Gomez on a rebound. Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage.
Lukowski fires a shot and scores.
Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal.
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Schaffrin with you here in Ann Arbor, the Tri-City Storm, taking on the Team USA under 17 team today here in an afternoon battle. Once again, it's the second meeting of these two teams in under 24 hours. We're here at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Bit of a different situation for the Storm. The first time this season that they'll play three games in under 3 days. Also for the Storm, a situation where, you know what, they're in a different atmosphere. Afternoon game here, an afternoon hockey game in Central Time. Just after 2 o'clock here on the East Coast, it is just after 3 o'clock, and those of you watching some football, we're glad that you tuned in here to the Tri-City Storm broadcast on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ, and we're inside our Viero Wireless pregame show, the Tri-City Storm, and Team USA, the under 17 team here today, and it should be a good battle. Last night, the Storm with a win, it was a 5-2 score. Storm scored their most goals they have this season with 5 goals, and they're looking to do the same here offensively today, this afternoon, against a tough Team USA team. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. And the Storm again against Team USA here today. We recap last night's game, a 5-2 victory for Tri-City. Team USA scored a goal just 56 seconds into the game. It was Christian Fisher that scored from Luke Kunin and Matthew Tkachuk. And they beat Hayden Levine for the first goal of the game just 56 seconds in. And then we saw a little bit of a change. The Storm started to build some confidence offensively. Levine was huge in the first period. He made 13 saves, and he kept Team USA off the board after that first goal. It was huge. Kept the Storm in the game, kept them only down by 1 goal. Joel L'Esperance ends up scoring his 6th of the season later in that period at 17:54. And a huge goal for the Storm gives them a lot more confidence offensively. Tie the game at 1, into the dressing room after 20 minutes, and the Storm had some confidence. They score that goal from L'Esperance. It was the first goal in over 2 games for Tri-City. They had been shut out in back-to-back contests last Saturday against Sioux Falls, and then on Friday night in Chicago. So they get the goal from L'Esperance, get on the board and get some confidence. Then the second period, they pick up a power play goal again. Joel L'Esperance, that time, great puck movement by the defense. Saucier to Kevin Kerr, and Kerr slid it over to L'Esperance, who fired it past the USA goaltender last night, Michael Lackey. And both goals for L'Esperance, glove side, where Lackey got over a little bit late and L'Esperance made him pay. Storm had a 2-1 lead there in the second period, and they never looked back from there. Started to get more and more offensive chances coming from the defensive pressure and a good defense yesterday from the Storm. They did allow a lot of shots on Levine, and they're working on getting in the shooting lanes and cutting down that shot total for the opposing team. However, the Storm continued to play well defensively in the second period yesterday. They got a 3rd goal from Christian Horn. Kyle Eastman on the assist on that one at 17:31 in the second period. Took a 3-1 lead in the dressing room after 2, and then in the third period, an early goal from Thomas Allworth got the Storm well in the lead, and they end up getting an empty netter from Chris Wilkie. 5 goals for the Tri-City Storm. They win it 5-2 yesterday. Hold Team USA out of the scores, out of the scoreboard in the power play. USA 0-for-5 on the power play, and Team USA, I know it's 17s and 18s, but they did have the number one ranked power play in the USHL coming in. They still have the number one ranked power play after they went 0-for-5 last night. 24% is the USA power play. They've been very successful, but the Storm held them at bay last night. They got a great performance in net. Hayden Levine, first career USHL win, 36 saves on 38 shots, and it was the first win for new Storm head coach Jim Holton here in the USHL. Holton in just his second game last night, coaching his team to the first victory. And now the key for the Storm here is to move things forward again today. Tough in the fact that they're playing their third game in 3 days. Guys might not have everything left in the tank right now. A lot of long miles traveled on the bus. A lot of long road trip here for the Storm. It's their longest road trip in terms of mileage this season. However, their star players and everybody in the lineup who's in today really going to have to give it their all to try to get both wins here over Team USA, pick up two more points in the standings. Storm have a long way to go in the standings before we can start talking about playoffs, but it's right now taking it one game at a time is going to be the key here for this team. We're getting ready to go in Ann Arbor, Tri-City Storm. And Team USA doing battle for the second consecutive day. We're here in the Vieira Wireless pregame show. When we come back, we'll talk to the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. Before this one, Tri-City Storm and Team USA here in a couple moments on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Vieira is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vieira. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Ann Arbor Ice Cube here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Jared Schaffrin with you on the Vieira Wireless pregame show. We want to remind you about our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the day here today. We'll be taking your questions during the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Send them over at bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. That's bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. If you want to give me a trivia question, you can do that too. You can shoot us any question about the Storm here, presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Vieira Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney today at 308-234-2541. We got a chance to speak once again with Jim Holton here in the CHS Agri Service Center in Senex Coach's Corner before today's game between the Tri-City Storm and Team USA. Let's hear what he had to say here. It's Coach Jim Holton.
Jared Schaffrin joined by Jim Holton here in the CHS Agri-Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner before third game in 3 days here for the Tri-City Storm. The Storm will take on Team USA here today in Ann Arbor, the second of two with the USA squad. And Coach, a couple different changes in the lineup here today, trying to get everybody in, trying to see everybody here. Still new to the team, still trying to learn what you have on your roster. What was the decisions with who would play and where they'd play? Were you trying to be more concerned about everybody getting playing time or trying to be concerned about getting a win?
Well, it's a little bit of both. It's a balancing act. And when you come in new like this, I have to try to hold up to my promise of giving everybody a clean slate. So it's difficult decisions when you have this many bodies around. We want to get young Bachman in two games because he's a big part of our future. I thought he played very well last night. And as a whole, it was difficult to take people out from last night. But the second part of the equation is I also want to see how people respond that got sat out the night before. So we're looking for a big night out of Olsen and McMurphy. I think they understand what they have to do. And part of it is an evaluation based on what we saw. So a lot of factors go in.
Same kind of thing with the goaltending. You get Hayden Levine, a great performance from him yesterday. However, second game in less than 24 hours. And you got Jacob Johansson, who played well for you on Friday. So same kind of thing there, just going with the rest to try to keep things even?
Yeah, this is the first time all season this team's played three games in 2.5 days, essentially, with a lot of travel. So we didn't exactly give Hayden a light burden last night either. He had a lot of work, so that takes a lot out of you. And Jacob had a ton of action in Chicago, but he had a day to rest, so I think it was only logical to go back with him.
Second day here facing this USA 17 and under team. Maybe your impressions of the team after seeing them and going over the video last night?
Well, we knew coming in, my assistants had done a great job on pre-scouting them. We knew that they were going to be fast and skilled, but boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, until you witness it, it's easy to say they're fast, but it's another thing to really fully appreciate it. There's an impressive group of young men that really come at you with a lot of vim and vigor, and they'd been off for about 15 days after a European trip, so they were loaded for bear, but very impressive. I think we capitalized a little bit on their overeagerness as the game went along, which was nice because it proved that we played with some intelligence, and I mean, it made for a good game last night, and I'm sure it'll be a great battle today.
Now, we haven't talked much about the standings. You guys obviously have a ways to go to make up some ground before you start looking at playoff positioning. But when you look at a winnable game here today, a 3-3 with a chance to pull out two more points here and end up with four on the weekend, how important is this game from a standings perspective?
You know what? I don't even worry about the standings. It's far, far too early. And again, I think with me coming in, I don't even really worry about the result. I mean, I want to win, but I want the process. That's what we're going to talk a lot about here, is the process that we have to go about in playing to our identity. And if we do those things, we know success is going to follow us. So, yeah, hey, we set out to win every game, but I'm not going to start watching the standings right now.
Your team was shut out two games in a row, but yesterday you get your highest offensive output of the season, scoring 5 goals, one being an empty netter, but get the offense going. Do you feel like the game is slowing down a little bit for some of the first-year guys?
It appears to be that way. I thought there was a real step-up performance from a lot of guys from the first four periods, I guess I would call it, of the road trip, the Chicago game, plus the first period. I thought, we did just what you said. We slowed it down. We started to play a simpler brand, which in turn led to more offensive chances. We had a lot of chances. We could have scored even more goals, and it was nice. We needed some guys to get the monkey off the back, and collectively we did that.
14 forwards again in the lineup for you. How concerned are you with the fact that you are playing three in, like you said, 2.5 days, and how much is it important to keep changing and keep shifts short?
Well, it's essential for success today. I mean, we have to be realistic. Are we at full steam energy-wise? Not a chance. But is it a sympathetic league or a sympathetic business? No, it's not. So you have to find ways to win when you don't have your A game and when you're tired. And we can still have our A game tonight. We just won't have as much energy. We might not be as aggressive on the forecheck. But I think if we manage the puck properly and utilize all 14 forwards, I think that's a nice bonus, is to have those two extra guys today.
All right, that's Jared Schaffern here with Jim Holton. Coach, thanks for taking the time, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, always a pleasure.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth. The Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Back here in Ann Arbor, Jared Schaffern with you on the Viero Wireless pregame show. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Starting lineup tonight, first for the visiting Tri-City Storm, coming with an overall record of 5-10-2. They're 2-6 away from the Viero Event Center. And tonight they will be starting Nick Hutchison on the left wing, wearing number 16. Hicksville, New York native, stands in at 6'2", 188 pounds, 11 games played this season for Hutchison. He's committed to Northeastern University. As a center, it's Chase Berger, number 14, St. Louis, Missouri native, 6', 190 pounds. Berger, in 17 games, has registered 4 goals and 2 assists, and he's committed to Penn State University. On the right wing, it's number 10, Kyle Eastman, 6', 200 pounds. From Angola, New York, Eastman, in 14 games, has picked up 2 assists for the Tri-City Storm. On defense, it's Kevin Kerr on the left defense position. He's 5', 175 pounds from Bensalem, Pennsylvania. And Curran, 16 games this season, has 2 assists, also committed to Penn State University. And on the right defense, it's Tori Dello, 6', 180 pounds. Dello, Crystal Lake, Illinois native, played 17 games this season, 1 goal and 1 assist. He wears number 3, and he is committed to Notre Dame. In net for tonight for the Tri-City Storm is Jacob Johansson. Johansson, 6', 185 pounds from Stockholm, Sweden. Played in 15 games this season with a goals against average of 3.09 and a save percentage of 91.5%. Johansson wearing number 30 in net tonight for the Tri-City Storm. Coaching staff is head coach Jim Holton. Assistant coaches are J.B. Bittner, Eric Largent, and Eric Blaze for the Tri-City Storm. Now here is the lineup here for the Team USA under 17 team. Taking on the Storm tonight, under 17 team at home for the second consecutive day against the Tri-City Storm. And they will start Luke Kerwin at the left wing, number 44, DeWitt, New York native. Kerwin, in 18 games, has 18 points, 11 goals and 7 assists. Now these games include international play, not just the USHL play. Kerwin, the DeWitt, New York native, gets a start on the left wing. At the center, it's Luke Kunin, Chesterfield, Missouri native, wearing number 46, committed to the University of Wisconsin in 18 games, 9 goals and 7 assists. Kunin at the center. On the right wing is number 50, Michael Flutstrand, 5'8", 146 pounds. Hinsdale, Illinois native, committed to Harvard University. Flutstrand on the right wing wearing number 50. On defense, Noah Hannafin gets the start on the left defense, wearing number 55, 6'2", 200 pounds. Norwood, Massachusetts native, and he's committed to Boston College. On the right defense, number 45, Nicholas Polka, 6'1", 193 pounds. Plymouth, Michigan native, committed to the University of Michigan here in Ann Arbor. Polka, with 18 games played this season, 1 goal and 7 assists. He's on the right defense. In net tonight for Team USA, number 33, Luke Opilka. And Opilka, St. Louis, Missouri native, 6', 181 pounds out of St. Louis. Again, he is committed to University of Wisconsin. His numbers so far, 6-3 with a 3.42 goals against average and an 86.6% save percentage. Opilka with the start. Lackey is the backup here for Team USA. And that is your starting lineups. The team staff here for the Team USA team, Don Granato, the head coach, Nick Four, assistant coach, Josh Brown, Kevin Ryder, and the athletic trainer, Jason Hodges, there. For the Team USA under 17 team, they're now on the ice, and we get to our three keys to victory presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us, and the keys to victory here for the Storm, really don't want to get themselves too tired. This is the third game that they're playing in 3 days. They do that a bunch of times this season, but this is the first time that they've experienced that this season. So a lot of these keys are going to be conserving the energy and making sure that they can hang around in this game and win a game here in the third period against a tough Team USA team. First key, Storm need to stay out of the box. The more time they spend killing penalties, the worse off they'll be, because it'll take a lot of energy to kill those penalties, and it's going to be tough to get guys going here if you got penalties to kill. So the Storm need to stay out of the box. They took 5 penalties yesterday. Team USA was scoreless on the power play, so the penalty kill can keep going, and the Storm can stay out of the box. They got a good chance here tonight. Also, Storm want to continue to get the pucks on the net. Last night, they had their highest offensive output of the season, scoring 5 goals. Want to make things tough for the goaltender here tonight for Team USA, Luke Opilka. Storm going to get pucks to net, want to make it as hard as they can for Opelka and continue to get some offense going. Third and final key to victory here. Storm, once again, trying to continue everybody getting rest. Take some smart shifts. Don't want to have too many guys out on the ice for too long. Want to make sure you get smart shifts, get on and off the ice, be effective when you're on the ice, and don't be on the ice if you're tired. That was a message from Jim Holton earlier today. Hey, guys, we're going 3 games in 3 days. We got to be careful. We got to make sure we're all set up to go, and we can't have guys tired on the ice. Got to make sure that everybody does their part, and we talked about it earlier in the coach's corner. Storm have 14 forwards. They get the 2 extra forwards in there. Karch Bachman is in the lineup tonight. Bachman, a key to a victory for the Storm yesterday. A lot of energy, committed to Miami University, and he'll be key here tonight. Once again, bringing his high-level end of talent to this game here tonight. We're going to take a quick break, get the national anthem here in Ann Arbor. When we come back, it'll be the Nebraska Lottery first period in the drop of the puck here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Zendar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Diamond Focal. Quality for a lifetime.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Focal paint store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
We're ready to go here in Ann Arbor, Tri-City Storm and Team USA. Storm's third game in 3 days. We'll talk about that a lot tonight because it's going to be a big factor in how this one goes. Storm tonight will be wearing their black uniforms for the second straight day, going from left to right on your radio dial. Black helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back for Tri-City Team USA in their home whites. Red, white, and blue, the USA colors with the white helmets and blue lettering and numbering on the back for Team USA. They won the opening faceoff, and now it's Floodstrand for USA in the far side corner. We are underway here in Ann Arbor. Storm getting the puck here in the corner. It's Kevin Kerr squirting it out now. Chance in front. Johansson makes a save. It's under him. And now the whistle blows as the puck went back into the corner. Official lost sight of it and blew the whistle. Big chance for USA again here in the first minute. Similar to yesterday where USA in the first minute ends up scoring a goal 56 seconds in. Well, here today, another big chance, this time on Johansson. And Johansson kept it out. Puck was loose in the crease there. And it's scoreless. Still about 30 seconds in. USA wins the faceoff. They throw another puck at net. Another shot missed wide. Johansson in good position for those two. And now it's in the near side corner. Team's battling for it, and it pops out to Cecier. Trying to find Gomez on a pass. Went too far ahead of him. Can't get out of the zone. Now it's loose in the slot. Taken back by Wilkie. Can't get it out again. Here's a shot for Jan and a save. Johansson with a glove save. And he stops play. Just 47 seconds into this game, Team USA is all over the Storm. Storm have had trouble clearing their own zone at the start here. And this USA under 17 team, a lot of talent, and they're showing it right away early on here. Jake Roslovic on the faceoff now for USA against Christian Horn. They win it. USA a couple chances at the net. Bouncing puck, and they missed a swipe at the empty net there. Johansson was out of position, and now it's on the far side. USA keeping it in once again. Turnaround shot went wide of the net. Rebound Jones on the near side. Takes a shot. Deflection up and into the netting. Stopping play again. 18:56 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Just underway here. A minute, 4 seconds into the game here in Ann Arbor. All Team USA early on throwing many shots here on net. Just trying to get a puck by Johansson early on. Johansson has made the saves he's needed to, but the Storm have had trouble clearing their own zone. A big start for USA. Faceoff is won by USA out of the zone. And now they regroup here. Grant Gabriel on the near side. Got it into the Storm end. Dello swept it back out. Now on the near side, Olsen puts Jones into the wall there. And we get a stoppage. Offside is whistled on USA. Nice hit from Olsen on Jones. Olsen and McMurphy in the lineup here tonight for Tri-City after being scratched yesterday. The scratches for the Storm tonight: Joey DiBenedetto, Dan Lebowski, and Sean Lang, who's still injured. Lang could potentially make a return to the lineup next weekend against the Omaha Lancers. He should be back with the team this coming Monday, and we'll see what the Storm, if they can get him into a game. Johansson came out to play that puck and had a little trouble with it. It got caught on the side of the net. Now the officials stop play here as there's a Storm player down. It was Dello. And play stops. 18:33 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor, but Team USA has been all over the Storm, throwing shots on net. Tri-City has not really moved the puck past the red line yet here this afternoon. Faceoff coming to the right of Johansson now as L'Esperance on the draw for Tri-City. On the near side, it's one back to Glukowski. Glukowski fires it around the far side. Gomez sweeps it to neutral ice, but again, right to a USA player. It's dumped back in the Storm end. Played on the near side. Here come Team USA. Chance in front. Player got hauled down. Johansson had to make a save. Loose puck. It's taken away by the Storm. Up head for Wilkie. Trying to get out of the zone. He can't. Team USA very tenacious here on the puck, and the Storm have not had much of an answer early on. See, the play has been all downhill in the Storm end. Now Tri-City gets possession. Chris Wilkie in the neutral ice, trying to get it forward. Couldn't get it past the red line. L'Esperance comes back to help. Takes the puck. Flipped it to Cecere. Again, Storm in their own end. And now Glukowski will fire across the ice pass to Gomez. Gomez, still in his own end here, starts to move forward and gets it out of the zone, but not much further. And now it's Kerwin who throws it into the zone right on Johansson. He makes the save. Another shot on Johansson went wide. And the rebound out of the zone, all the way back into Team USA's end. 2.5 minutes into this game, first time the puck's been in the USA end. Has got to give credit here to the National Development Program. Looking very good early on. Now here's a chance for a turnover for Allworth, but he couldn't get to the puck. On the near side, it moves ahead, and it's moved by USA here past the red line. Moving offside, and we get a whistle here for an offside on Team USA. 17:13 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm and Team USA under 17 team are scoreless here in Ann Arbor. Jared Schaffern here with you on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. These two teams met yesterday, Tri-City with a 5-2 victory. Now today, USA, four shots registered on goal early on. In control of this game early. Scoreless game, though. Evers with a shot on Johansson from the neutral zone, and Johansson makes the save and covers up, stopping play. 17:06 remaining here in the first period. Storm again struggling to move the puck up the ice. Just look out of sync right now. And whatever the easiest plays to make, they're not coming easy for the Storm right now. As USA very aggressive in the offensive end. Storm win the faceoff here. Christian Horn gets it out of the zone. Moving back to play it for USA is Greenway. Greenway now behind his own net. Evades Horn. Gets it forward. And now USA moving into the zone on the near side. Thrown around the wall. Picked up by Cecere on the near wall, though. And now it's moved by Poganski. Nice pass forward. Here's Christian Horn on a breakaway. Horn moves in. He shoots. It misses the net. Ooh, Christian Horn with a nice backhand shot there on Opilka. And he missed the net wide with a backhand shot on the breakaway. Horn made a nice move. Looked like he was going to have a good shot, and he just missed the net. So the Storm get their first opportunity. It's a breakaway. And now on the near side of the USA end, Team USA with control of the puck. They flip it out to neutral ice. Kevin Kerr gloved it down, sent it back in deep. Going to get it there, Karch Bachman flying behind the net. Bachman behind the net, committed to Miami University, the Redhawks. He got it to McMurphy. McMurphy against Hannepin there. Now USA moving it up the ice, taken away by Bachman in neutral zone. Now back to Kevin Kerr and Dello on the near side. Dello up to McMurphy, who banked one in the zone. Steve Hayden out of the ice, goes and chases. Hits Boca on the back end, and it's Hannepin who takes it away. And Hannepin on the far side. Nice job by McMurphy sealing him off. And now Wilkie brings it into the zone. He stopped at the blue line. Brought back in again, and now it's taken by USA. Misonis puts it into the Storm end. Hayden with a nice hit there. He moved out, and we get a penalty whistle. It's going to be on Steve Hayden for that hit. Tough call on Hayden there. Didn't seem like it was that bad of a hit. But he's going to go to the box. 15:31 remaining in the first period. And it's the first power play for USA Storm to the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Penalty kill for the Storm. USA wins the faceoff and has possession here on the power play. Hannepin with a shot was blocked by Hutchison, and it's swept up to the top of the zone, kept in. Now Hutchison on a second attempt gets it all the way down the ice. 2 minutes for elbowing is the call on Steve Hayden. He sits in the box for another minute 42. USA on the power play here. Moved up the ice to Warren on the near side, and Lesperance covered him quickly. Now Hannepin on the backside to Boca. Boca through neutral ice, got in, but back to Cutler Martin in the Storm. Now Eastman flips it in deep. Into the far side corner, Boca will go pick it up for USA. Another minute 23 left on the GNC penalty kill as Hannepin starts with it forward. Hannepin of Team USA committed to Boston College, Massachusetts native. USA moves in onside on the far side while Eastman stops that play, gets it forward to Lesperance, who sweeps it out of the zone, and then will go and change. Nice job by Lesperance. Gets it in deep and then goes off for the change. Picked up by USA with a minute remaining in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City early on here. Just about 5.5 minutes in. We got a scoreless game in Ann Arbor. Lukowski stops that puck at the line and then it comes in offside. And Team USA whistled for it. Christian Fisher was the man who touched it up. 14:22 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Tri-City Storm, scoreless with Team USA. There's 51 seconds remaining on the GNC penalty kill. Steve Hayden in the box for elbowing. 14:22 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm in the faceoff. Dello banks it off the glass and out past the defenseman there, Caleb Jones, and all the way down to Grant Gabrielle. Jones moving it forward now to neutral ice. 14 minutes remaining in the first. Moves in onside. Dello steers that away, banks it off the glass, and out once again. Nice job by Dello, just tossing it out of the zone. 25 seconds remaining in the Steve Hayden penalty and the GNC penalty kill. It's chipped in past Kevin Kerr. Kerr recovers and gets it out of the zone all the way down once more. Nice penalty killing by Tri-City. Final 15 seconds of the Steve Hayden penalty. 13:43 remaining in the opening period. Scoreless game. USA with one final rush here. Jones starts it forward on the far side. Cross ice pass comes in. Werenski with a shot. Deflection. Johansson had to make a save there with the right pad. Now on the far side. Up top. Hayden's out of the penalty box. McMurphy trying to get it out of the zone. A bouncing puck. He couldn't. And now here's a chance for USA. And a shot was deflected wide of the net. Rebound thrown on the near side. Werenski picks it back up. Playing on the left point. Werenski down low. Stormer back to even strength. Mayer able to chip it behind in the far corner. And Olsen picks it back up. Finds Cecere on the near side, has moved up to McMurphy, and up to the top of the zone, Mayer gets it out. Nice job by Drew Mayer, 13 minutes remaining in the opening period, scoreless game in Ann Arbor. Moved in once again by USA, and a glove save by Johansson. Shot from Kerwin, couple players pushing and shoving after the whistle. Martin involved there for Tri-City, 12:56 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jaron Shaffron with you here. As the Storm complete 3 games in 3 days, they'll have the rest of the week off, and then they'll take on the Omaha Lancers Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Faceoff is won by Team USA. They dump it back in the Storm, and Glukowski chipped it forward. Kept in by Evers at the line. Bouncing puck sent out that time by Hutchison. And now it's moved forward by USA. They flip it in once more. Big hit there by Mayer on his by Eastman on his man. On the far side, Casey Fitzgerald. And now it's Evers who flips it back in again for USA. Bounces in front of the net. Steered away by Schultz. Schultz goes down. No penalty called on that one. Nice pass from Eastman to Berger on the near side. Berger past the red line. Chips that one in deep. Hutchison going to chase. Picked up by Casey Fitzgerald of Team USA. Fitzgerald on the far side. Banked it forward. Too far in front of his intended recipient. Now Dello plays it back in deep for Tri-City. Off the far side wall. Fitzgerald had Berger out on the forecheck. And now it's Greenway on the near side. Jordan Greenway, Potsdam, New York native. Flips it to neutral ice. Bouncing puck. Touched up by Wilkie there. Loose and neutralized, taken back by Lesperance. Powerful move. Lesperance finds Wilkie to the net. Wilkie shoots, and Lesperance scores. Wilkie and Lesperance, beautiful play in front of the net, and the Storm take a 1-0 lead, 11:55 remaining here in the first period of play presented by Nebraska Lottery. Joel Lesperance, another goal for Joel. It's his third on the weekend, third in the last two games. Nice move by Chris Wilkie. He and Lesperance come in without anybody in front of him. And Wilkie made the move to pull the goaltender Opilka out of position. And Lesperance just had a tap in from there. Nice play by those two. And Lesperance has yet another goal, leading the team with 8 on the season now. 11:50 remaining in the first period. Storm in the faceoff go right in the USA end. Aldworth, nice back check there, but couldn't take the puck away from Team USA. Here come the Ann Arbor team as it's taken away now back by the Storm. It's Christian Horn trying to chip it forward for Aldworth, taken back by Tkachuk, and now it's stopped by Poganski. Here comes Aldworth with a 2-on-1, leaves it for Poganski. Poganski back to the center. It was blocked away. Poganski was on his offside there and couldn't get a good shot as he usually plays on the right wing. It came down on the left side that time. Now it's USA into the Storm, and a shot and a save made by Johansson. The far side, Cutler Martin got it forward to Poganski. Now Christian Horn. Horn past the red line. Horn into the zone. Nice pass to Aldworth. Fanned on a shot. Took a spill. And now here's Team USA going the other way. Moved up this zone. It's Jan off the bench. Trying to drop pass or just lost the puck. One of those two. It's taken by Christian Horn. Got it forward to Olsen, who touched up. Got it in deep into the zone. Gabrielle picks it up for USA. And now Team USA will settle things down and move forward. Long cross-ice pass. Too far ahead of Jan. Storm win the race for the icing, and it's whistled on Team USA. 10:46 remaining here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The Storm have the first goal of the afternoon. Joel Lesperance gets the tally. Assist goes to Chris Wilkie at 10:40. There's 10:46 remaining in the period. Storm only credited with 2 shots on goal right now. They're being outshot 7-2, but they do have the one goal of the game. The near side, it's played around on the far side to Jan. Stopped on the wall there and hit the USA bench and out of play. Stopping play. 10:39 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm with a 1-0 lead right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. KLIQ. The holidays are around the corner, and the Nebraska Lottery has some jolly new scratch games. Play naughty or nice with a $35,000 top prize, holiday gifts with a $10,000 top prize, or holiday quick sevens with a $7,000 top prize. Must be 19. Please play and give responsibly. Presented by the Nebraska Lottery here today, the Tri-City Storm have a 1-0 lead on Team USA about halfway through the first period in Ann Arbor. Third game in 3 days for Tri-City. Wilkie will get credit for the assist on Lesperance's goal, and Garrett Gomez has been awarded an assist. That will be the first point for Gomez this season. Nice to see for Garrett Gomez. Has been working hard, had yet to been rewarded this season. Picks up his first point. 8:05, the time of the goal for Tri-City. And they have a 1-0 lead on Team USA. The faceoff will be in the USA end to the right of Opilka, the goaltender. Ryan McMurphy will take the draw against Brendan Warren for USA. Warren, a Carlton, Michigan native, committed to the University of Michigan. Won by USA. Moved around the far side. Mayer keeps it in. Down low, Olsen. Olsen on the near side. Back to Mayer with a shot that went over the net. Rebound on the far side now. Nice job by McMurphy, winning a battle on the far side wall. Got it back in deep. Picked up by Jones around the near side. Is it's Masonis. And now kept in by Glukowski once again. McMurphy still doing battle here. Pulling it up to the top of the zone. Glukowski couldn't keep it in that time. And Tri-City has whistled for an offside with 10-12 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm leading 1-0 over Team USA on a goal by Joel Esperance. Esperance's eighth of the season. Third goal here against Team USA this weekend. Really looking good against Team USA in front of his whole family. We talked to Esperance yesterday in the Central Hydraulic intermission report. Said he was just super excited to play in front of his family, and this was really where he wants to be, and we've seen it here for Esperance. Off the faceoff, a quick shot by Hutchison for the Storm. Went wide. Eastman took the body there and kept the puck in deep. Forecheck here by the Storm trying to create a turnover, but they couldn't, and it comes USA the other way. Flipped into the zone. Nice job by Kevin Kerr to stop that play, and now it's Chase Berger on the far side. Berger moves into the zone on the far side. Tried a shot and a save made by Opilka. And a nice job there by Chase Berger, just throwing a puck to the net. Opilka makes a good glove save on the Storm. Get to get a change. They get to switch everything up. They get an offensive zone faceoff. And Berger at that point, you don't know what you're going to have if you pass it. So with the defense taking away the pass, you throw the puck on the net. And a save by Opilka, but now you get the offensive zone faceoff. USA able to win that faceoff here as we resume play. 9:45 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 1-0 Tri-City Storm. Dumped in by USA into the Storm end. Jalen Schultz playing around the far side. Kept in, though, by Fitzgerald on the right point. Takes a shot. Was blocked in front by Martin. And now Cutler Martin on the far side. He's got Pogansky. Pogansky on the left side. Takes a shot. Save. Rebound. Just wide. Aldworth, nice positioning on that rebound. Schultz keeps it in on the right point. Trying to keep the play alive. But now it's back out to Aldworth. Aldworth played it up the far side wall, and now it's Evers who flips it into the Storm end. Loose puck. Here comes USA with an opportunity to the front. And a nice job by Martin defensively. Didn't allow a shot there. The Storm a little bit out of position. We got a penalty upcoming here, and it's going to be on Tri-City. Second power play opportunity for Team USA. The Storm will head to the box with 9:02 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm with a 1-0 lead on the goal by Esperance, and a good chance for the Storm. There it was Aldworth on the rebound after Pogansky took a nice point-blank shot. Opilka made the save, and then rebound from Aldworth went just wide. Penalty upcoming here to Tri-City. It's Cutler Martin in the box for the Storm. Second power play of the period for Team USA. They win the faceoff. Quick shot was blocked by Chase Berger. Berger gets it out of the zone, trying to get past his man and get deeper, but he couldn't. Plays one there by Hannafin. Now on the far side, USA will bring it back in. Martin in the box for Tri-City, and it's Hannafin on the right point for USA. To the center of the zone. Gets it back to the far side, and a shot hits the post. Oh, what a good look there for Christian Fisher, and he rang one off the left post there. Still 1-0. Tri-City. Storm on the penalty kill here presented by GNC, and this time Berger tries to clear. It's kept in by Hannafin. Another shot to the net. Save Johansson. Plays in the far side corner. Hannafin keeps it in again with a backhand down low. Dello stops that one. Plays it out of play. Stopping play with 8:16 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 1:15 remaining in the penalty to Cutler Martin. And USA with a big opportunity. Christian Fisher rings one off the post. Martin for holding at 10:58 of the period. Storm trying to kill yet another penalty here as USA wins the faceoff. On the far side, it's Jones. Plays to the top of the right circle with a shot. Deflection wide. Rebounds loose in front of the net. Put back behind the net. Dello had a chance for it there. Now USA gets it back. Chance in front. Save Johansson. And now Dello on the far side. Got it forward for Berger, who chips it out. Nice job by Chase Berger to get it out to neutral ice here. Under 8 minutes remaining in the first. Brought back in by USA with 50 seconds remaining in the penalty to Martin. The GNC penalty kill. Nolan Glukowski killing some time in the near side corner. Trying to leave it for Jalen Schultz, excuse me. And Glukowski still trying to move it. Now it's up top for USA as they win the battle. On the near side, Floodstrand. Michael Floodstrand holding on the top of the circle. Plays it down to the far side. Floodstrand again behind the net. Sealed off by Schultz. Chance to clear for Glukowski. Dives and gets it to Eastman. Eastman, a nice job. Gets to Esperance. Esperance has got a chance on the far side. He shoots. Save made by Opilka. Nice job by Esperance. Get a shorthanded chance. 10 seconds remaining in the Martin holding penalty now. USA moving up the ice. On the near side, it's thrown to the far side now. It's moved in onside by USA. Chance in front, an opportunity, and a shot, and a save, Johansson. We're back to even strength here as Martin's out of the box. On the near side, another shot in front. Johansson makes a save. It banks off the glass and out of the zone, rolling slowly into the USA end. And it's McAvoy who plays it for USA. McAvoy is in onside, stopped by McMurphy there. Now he takes a hit from Dello, moves it in deep. Chance in front. Opportunity for USA here, and a shot and a save by Johansson with a right pad. Johansson, that time, couldn't have seen the puck well. There was a lot of traffic in front, and he just got the right pad on it. Now USA again at the top of the zone. A lot of pressure here for Team USA. Storm leading 1-0, 6:25 remaining in the period. Another chance in front, that time blocked by a sliding Dello. And now Cecere trying to get it up to Mayer, couldn't get it out. McAvoy on the right point. McAvoy with a shot. Blocked in front again by Tri-City. Olsen banks it off the glass and out. Nice job by Ross Olsen there. Storm with a big change. A lot of players off the ice. Roslovic brought it in offside. And the Storm get a much-needed stoppage there with 6:07 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm of a 1-0 lead. The only goal of the game. Joel Esperance from Chris Wilkie and Garrett Gomez at 8:05. 6:07 remaining in this first period. Back to even strength. The Storm have killed two penalties here. There's both Hayden and Cutler Martin have gone off on whistles. Faceoff won by USA, and Evers flips one into the far side corner. Jalen Schultz moves it up the far side wall and out of the zone. Goes all the way down to USA's territory. And out of the net, Opilka plays it to the near side. Played by Evers on the near side wall, and now it's moved on the far side for Jan. Jan is in onside, centering pass, and a save, Johansson! What a save on Brendan Warren, who was in alone. Jacob Johansson closed up the bottom of the net there, and he makes a big save, keeping USA off the board. 5:42 remaining in the first period here. Tri-City with a 1-0 lead. Team USA is coming fast and furious on the Storm, and Jacob Johansson has been good in net tonight for the Storm. He's made 12 saves already in the first period. Still 5:30 remaining in this first frame. As the Storm come out from the corner, try to bring it forward. Wilkie got it up top. Evers with a shot that missed the net wide left. Rebound Fitzgerald with a shot blocked in front. Another shot. Save Johansson. Rebound on the far side is picked up. Gomez lost his stick. Had to get it back. Played it up the wall. Is kept in by USA. Knocked down in front by Glukowski, but played by Tkachuk with a shot. Johansson with a glove save. Rebound loose. Wilkie picks up the loose puck and moves it out of the zone. Nice pass right on the stick of Gomez. Gomez from a shot and a save made there by the goaltender. Wilkie, there's a little bit of a shower in front. Gets pushed by Tkachuk. And Wilkie stops play here. Opilka makes the save on a shot by Gomez. Players pushing and shoving in the near side corner. Chris Wilkie went hard to the net for a rebound. There was none there. Opilka made the save. Gomez just threw that one in as he entered the zone. 5:08 remaining in the first period. Gomez will head to the box as well as Christian Evers. Evers, a Waukee, Iowa native, committed to the University of North Dakota. And both players going into the box, coincidental minors. No loss of manpower on either side. Still 5-on-5 with 5:08 remaining in the first. Faceoffs won by USA to Boca. Eastman creates a turnover behind the net, trying to get into front, but he couldn't. Now it's turned back over to Wilkie. Wilkie just dumped that one in deep. Fludstrand loses an edge. Puck's loose on the back of the net. Picked back up by USA. Now the near side, Kerwin flipped it into the Storm end. Cecere got it out to neutral ice. Played by USA, stopped by Hutchison. Now Berger leaves it for Cecere. On the near side, Dello got it to neutral ice. Eastman poked it forward. Hannafin got it back to the far side of neutral ice for USA. Now it's moved forward by the Steam USA. And a shot and a save, Johansson. Big rebound. Berger clears it away. Banks it off the glass on the near side. And Hannafin takes it back for USA. Moves it forward for Kerwin. Taken back by Berger. Berger to the red line. Flips it in deep. Going to chase his Steve Hayden now on the near side. Hayden trying to control his energy. Hits Hannafin behind the net. And now it's moved by USA. Through neutral ice. Here comes USA. Fludstrand in onside. Threw a shot. Johansson deflects it into the far side corner. Now it's Karch Bachman trying to make a move with the puck out of the zone. And he lost possession and lost an edge. And now Bachman falls down again in front of the net. Storm take possession. Bachman's got it. Leaves it for Horn. Christian Horn. Nice pass ahead for Hayden. Steve Hayden in onside. Stops the puck. Moved it down the wall. Taken by USA. And Greenway moves it on the near side. Up to Roslovic. Roslovic plays it in deep. Kevin Kerr there to stop it for the Storm. Leaves it for Glukowski. Now Steve Hayden. Hayden on the near side. Hayden backhands one forward at the top of the zone. Loose puck. Hayden's got to hustle back to get it. Taken by USA. USA with a chance here. It's Jones. Toe drag move to the net. Save Johansson. On the near side, it's Kevin Kerr. Flips it up and out of the zone. Rolling back into the USA end. Icing waved off. Storm going to make a change with 3:13 remaining in the first period. Now it's Greenway who throws it into the Storm end. Played behind the net by Martin. Martin leaves it to Glukowski. Glukowski plays it forward, and it's taken by L'Espérance. L'Espérance got it forward. Going to race to the puck here. Look, L'Espérance negates the icing. Nice race in the near side corner. And now L'Espérance leaves it for Wilkie. Wilkie got shoved off the puck. Nice job by Jones, the defenseman there for USA. And it's moved forward by the National Development Team. Takes a shot. Missed the net wide there. It was Warren that took the shot. Now it's taken by the Storm. Out to neutral ice. It's played back into the Storm end by Team USA. Jalen Schultz plays it up the far side wall. Mayer banks it off the far side. It rolls back towards the USA end. 2 minutes and 30 seconds remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm leading 1-0 over USA. Misonis on the near side. Flips it to the far side. A bouncing puck. Jan couldn't handle it. And now USA recovers. Warren in the far side corner there. Flips it down low. Nice hit by Dello on Misonis. And it's played by this Tri-City Storm. Around the back of the net, Christian Horn on the near side, Thomas Aldworth. Aldworth passes the red line. Aldworth flips that one in. Couldn't get it deep, though, and Warren stops it. Now here comes Misonis. Misonis tees up a shot. Goes over the net. Johansson may have gotten a piece of it, but I think it went high. Now we're under 2 minutes remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period here on the breeze. Dello gets it forward for Aldworth. Aldworth passed the red line, flips that one in deep. Goes behind the USA net. Out of his net comes Opilka to play it. Settled down by USA with a minute 40 to go in the first. USA now still out shooting the Storm, but trailing 1-0 on a goal by Joel L'Espérance. Shots on goal now 17-5 USA in the first period. As it's moved past the red line, here comes some speed from USA and a chance in front. And the puck went through. Nobody on the other side of it. Johansson was screened. Storm tying up their players on the back end. Now here's USA again. On the far side, chance in front. Shot from Hannafin. Blocked in front there. And now Cecier on the far side. Flipped it around the net. It's picked up by White. Up top again, Hannafin. The near side. Flips it down low behind the net. It goes. Berger trying to pry it loose, and he got it there. Behind the net. Picked up there by Berger and out of the zone. Rolling down to the USA end. Icing is waved off. Under a minute remaining in the period. Eastman in on the forecheck against Hannafin. Is moved around to the near side. And Boca on the near side wall. Got it forward, and it skirts out of the zone. Back to the Storm end. Kevin Kerr with 42 seconds remaining in the frame. Leaves it there for Glukowski. Glukowski forward. Chipped by Hutchison into the zone. L'Espérance charging forward to the near side. L'Espérance to the center. Nobody there. Bounces up top. Kept in by Kevin Kerr. Nice job to get it back in deep. On the near side, 27 seconds left of the period. Wilkie was the first man there. Up top for Glukowski. Flips that one to the far end. Over to Drew Mayer. Mayer leaves it for L'Espérance. L'Espérance tried to sweep it in front. It was blocked. 15 seconds remaining in the period. L'Espérance, chance in front for Wilkie. Wilkie throws it at the net. Save made there by Opilka. Now Glukowski behind the net. Final seconds. Wraps it in front. Loose puck. Glukowski lost an edge. Storm with it. 5 seconds on the period. Upcoming penalty on Team USA. And we get a stoppage here as L'Espérance pushing and shoving in front of the net with Nicholas Polka. 1 second left in the period. Wilkie had possession. I think this penalty is coming to Team USA. Nicholas Boca is being escorted over towards the penalty box. Both doors open. Boca and L'Espérance are taken with a second left in the first period. What's 1.5 seconds? And not sure. It looks like 5-on-5 here, so the explanation is going to be given to Jim Holton. Looked like it was a delayed penalty call. And L'Espérance may have negated a Tri-City Storm power play here. Because I thought it was a delayed penalty to USA. One, and they got two players in the box for USA. And just one for the Storm. And we see still 5-on-5. So 5-on-5 is what they say. Storm had 6 players on the ice. Eastman's got to get off. 1 second left in the period here. Puck is dropped, and that'll do it for the first. Team USA with a lot of chances in the first period, but the Tri-City Storm and their goaltender, Jacob Johansson, keep him off the board. Johansson full marks in the first period. He was aware of everything in front of him. And through 20 minutes, the Storm have a 1-0 lead. Joel Esperance with the goal from Wilkie and Gomez at 8:05. That's what the score is here after 20 minutes. Jim Holton looks pretty unsatisfied with his team here after the first 20 minutes. His Team USA had a lot of chances, but the Storm come out with the lead, 1-0 after 20 minutes. We'll take a break and go over everything in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in a couple moments here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Two things that make any morning better: donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snow plows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Tri-City Storm ahead of Team USA 1-0 after one period here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Jared Shaffrin with you here after one. The only goal for the Tri-City Storm in the first period, Joel Esperance from Chris Wilkie and Garrett Gomez at 8:05, and they have a 1-0 lead despite being outshot 17-7 by Team USA. The USA skaters looked hungry off the opening faceoff with a lot of opportunities for Team USA. And the Storm held them at bay, and it was clearly Jacob Johansson makes 17 saves in the first period. You know what? A lot of the things that Jim Holton's been talking about in the locker room, you can see them start to come to fruition here in this game. However, despite the fact that the Storm are getting better, it's still the thing that he's harping on most is the Storm cannot continue to let up shots. like they have been. 17 in the first period from Team USA. A lot of chances on Johansson. And one of the main reasons why Johansson gets the start tonight after Levine was so good yesterday is because of the tiredness factor. Levine had to make 36 saves yesterday in a win over USA. And Jim Holton was worried that Levine would be a little bit tired because of how much energy that he put into yesterday's victory. Now here today, Johansson already with 17 saves in the first period, and you can see a lot of energy being used by Johansson, but the Storm have a 1-0 lead over Team USA after 20 minutes. Once again, the lone goal for Les Bruns. The other thing for the Storm, got to stay out of the box, and so far the only two power plays have been for Team USA. Storm penalty kill has held them off the board. They are 0-2 here in the after the opening period. Opilka has made six saves on seven shots after the first period, but the Storm have that 1-0 lead here in the Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Come back with an update from around the USHL and get ready for the second period here in Ann Arbor. Storm leading Team USA 1-0 on the breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Hey, Storm Hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here in Ann Arbor, Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead on Team USA here on the breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Jared Sheffrin with you here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And, well, there's no out-of-town scoreboard for us to check here, but we're going to go over the standings. Presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. And so the standings right now, we'll start with the Western Conference, where the Tri-City Storm sit in sixth place. They're in a tie with the Lincoln Stars. They are 1 point behind the Des Moines Buccaneers. And so if the Storm can bring home 2 points tonight, they will start next weekend in fifth place in the USHL's Western Conference. They would be 9 points behind the Sioux City Musketeers. The Musketeers have 23 points. They are in fourth. Waterloo Blackhawks just 1 point ahead of them in third with 24 points. Sioux Falls Stampede in second place with 28 points. They have a 13-5-2 record. Storm saw the Sioux Falls team last weekend. Very impressive. The Sioux Falls team at their home place at Sioux Falls Arena. Omaha Lancers, the number one team in the Western Conference right now with 30 points, 14-3-2. Omaha last night lost in a shootout They lost to Indiana in a shootout, but they tied the game late. Omaha was down by a goal, got an equalizer late, went to overtime and lost. So Omaha, 14-3-2. They have 30 points. They are in first place in the Western Conference, and the Storm will see Omaha twice next weekend. Both times at the Viero Event Center. Get your tickets now by logging on to stormhockey.com. Stormhockey.com is your source for everything Tri-City Storm. You want to get tickets, find out more about the team, check the roster, look at some stats, anything like that, stormhockey.com is the place to visit. And everything is all up to date there. You can learn about our players on the team roster. Got some questions that the players have answered. Find out what their favorite movie is. Find out what their favorite pregame meal is. It's all there at stormhockey.com. Let's look at the Eastern Conference standings. Team USA is in first place in the Eastern Conference. 27 points. That's the combination of the 18 and under team and the 17 and under team. Now, Team USA has played 21 games. That's four more games than the second-place Dubuque Fighting Saints and five more games than Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids and Dubuque tied in second place with 25 points, just 2 points behind Team USA. So although Team USA is in first, they've played a lot more games, and you got to figure Dubuque and Cedar Rapids have been very successful here this season. Both Dubuque and Cedar Rapids with 12 wins on the season, both with 25 points. One spot behind them, the Muskegon Lumberjacks, with 24 points through 21 games as well. So USA and Muskegon have both played 21 games. The other teams in the East are a little bit behind. Dubuque played 17, Cedar Rapids 16, and those two teams tied in second. Green Bay is in fifth place. They've played 17 games and have an 8-5-4. Indiana played just 16 games, have 19 points. They're 8-5-3. Youngstown is 7-11-2, and they've got 16 points through 20 games. Chicago bringing up the rear, but looking good lately. Chicago is 6-13 for 12 points, but again, Chicago, they've won six of their last nine, so definitely looking up for Chicago and the Steel in Bensenville, Illinois. That's your updated USHL standings picture presented by Midway Auto. We'll take one more break here and come back with the beginning of the second period at the Ice Cube in Ann Arbor. Tri-City Storm with a 1-0 lead and a goal by Joel Esperance here on the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQ.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Our reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Focal, quality lasts longer.
The
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back here on the breeze for the second period, Tri-City Storm leading 1-0 over Team USA. We're getting set to start the second frame. Jacob Johansson back in net for Tri-City. And it's Luke Opilka who's back in net for Team USA. Teams have switched sides. Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial here in the second period. Team USA will go from left to right. So see how things start out. We were 5-on-5 at the end of that period. And it looks like they gave Nick Boca a roughing penalty. Joel Esperance went for slashing. And those are the two players who start in the box, but we start 5-on-5 here in the second period. Storm with a 1-0 lead. The puck is dropped. And it's won by Team USA in the opening faceoff for the second period of play. Presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. USA brings it up the ice. Into the Storm end, Kevin Kerr flipped one up to the top of the zone. And stopped by Fisher. Fisher threw one to the center. Puck's loose. Out just outside the crease, and now it's played by Kevin Kerr. Kerr flips it out of the zone. Nice hit by Eastman in neutral ice, and here's a 3-on-1. Hutchison on the near side takes a shot. Save made there by Opilka. We get a stoppage of play. As looks like the net came off its moorings. So we'll get the stoppage just 32 seconds into the second period. 1-0 lead for the Tri-City Storm over Team USA here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Nice first shot there by Nick Hutchison coming up the ice. Nice hit by Kyle Eastman to create that play. Take a defenseman out of the play for USA. And now it's Karch Bachman who will take the faceoff for the Storm. And it's won by Tri-City up to Cecilia on the point. Now Glukowski with a shot and a save made there by Opilka. And he holds on. 19-20 remaining in the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Glukowski with a nice shot there. Storm throwing pucks to the net early on here in the second period. Much better start than what we saw in the first. Face off once again for Bachman on the near side. This time it's won by USA. On the near side, it's Bracco. Bracco past the red line, in onside. Centers one. It's taken away by Wilkie. Wilkie on the far side got one up the wall. Kept in by USA, and a shot was blocked in front. Here comes Wilkie. Wilkie with some speed. Pass through a red line. Leaves it for Gomez. In onside. Gomez flips it back to Wilkie. Centering pass in the crease. Batted around there. It might hit the goaltender's stick, but then cleared out by USA. And on the far side, it's brought in deep by Greenway. Greenway loses an edge behind the net. Glukowski went down with him. And Gomez flipped one, a bouncing puck in a neutral ice, picked up by Kunin. And Kunin flips one back into the Tri-City Storm end. Glukowski seals him off. And on the near side, Gomez has it for Tri-City on the near side. Leaves it for Aldworth in neutral ice. Got one forward for a streaking Bachman. Bachman on the near side took a spill. Aldworth trying to come over and help. Tip picked up by Evers. And now back to Aldworth. Centering pass went through. And Jalen Schultz on the far side. Schultz down low. Got kicked by Poganski. Picked up by USA. And they got Michael Fludstrand on the near side. Fludstrand on the right side moves in to the zone. Loses an edge. Schultz knocks him over. And now it's moved forward by Christian Horn. Here's Aldworth. Aldworth on the left side. One-on-one to the center. He shoots. Save made by the goaltender Opilka. Nice move by Aldworth. Gets the shot on net. Storm catch up. Shot from Horn was deflected wide of the net. Rebound down low. USA player without a stick. It's taken by Horn. Up top, Poganski with a shot. Missed the net wide left. And now it's into the netting and out of play. Much better start to the second period for the Tri-City Storm. Couple good opportunities and looks at the net. First one there from Aldworth. Poganski had a look. Christian Horn playing well down low. And 17:48 remaining. The second period. Storm of a 1-0 lead. We do see the faceoff come out of the USA zone. It'll be Ryan McMurphy against Brendan Warren on the faceoff. Faceoff is won by USA, and they control the play in neutral ice. It's chipped into the Storm end. 17:40 remaining in the second. Thrown around the glass up top here, and it's on the right circle. Get poked out top for Gabriel with a shot. It's deflected wide on the near side. Now it's Dennis Jahn. Jan, a native of Troy, Michigan, in the corner now. And the Storm take possession. Ross Olsen past the red line. Drew Mayer racing forward in the zone on the USA side. Mayer was harassed. Chance for McMurphy in front after Mayer almost lost the puck. And now it's USA that picks it back up on the near side. And now the far side. Long pass deflected and neutralized right on the stick of Kevin Kerr. Kevin Kerr in the Storm end. Plays it to Dello on the far side. Flips one back over to Kerr. Kerr moves it up the near side wall for Olsen. Took a hit. Moved it forward. Kevin Kerr trying to race up and touch it. Couldn't. And here's USA. Here's Fisher. Fisher on the near side with a move. Shoot. Save made by Johansson. Rebound on the far side. Nice save by Johansson there. Dello gets taken down. No call coming. And a shot saved by Johansson. Rebound loose. Goes far wide side. Looked like Dello got taken down on that play. No call. And now on the near side, it's Boca with a centering pass. Went through to the far side. Mayer tried to get it out. He couldn't. Storm look a little tired here in their own end. There's their pinned in. Dello got it to Mayer on the far side. Tried to get it out. He couldn't. Now Olsen gets it out. Olsen past the red line, and he's going to flip that one in deep in the zone. Lesbrons off the bench goes and fights for it. The Storm able to get a change. USA player goes down. Lesbrons is there at the top of the zone to keep it in. Gomez on the near side. Try to get it back to Lesperance. Lesperance as he's dragged down with a shot. Save. Rebound. Wilkie threw it in front on the near side. Cecere. Delayed penalty coming up to Team USA. And it's flipped by Gomez to the center, and it's touched up. 15:52 remaining here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza and the Storm. We're going to Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property, call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Team USA with a penalty in the box, and the Storm with a power play. Tri-City wins the faceoff at Cecere. Faked on a shot. Finds Lesperance. He fires one wide left of the net. Rebound down low. Penalty is for hooking here. On USA, Lesperance with a cross-ice pass over to Kevin Kerr. Now Cecere back to Lesperance. Finds Cecere at the top of the zone. Over to Kevin Kerr. Swings it to Lesperance. Same kind of play this Storm scored on yesterday. Now back to Kerr with a shot. Save made by the goaltender there. Lesperance back to Kerr. Kerr fakes one over to Cecere. Cecere back to Lesperance. Shoot. Save made. Pogo hit it with a high stick. And it's touched up. Looked like USA had touched the puck, though, first. Tri-City Storm bench arguing that. Looked like Poganski hit it with a high stick, but then it looked like it was touched by a USA player, which would have negated the high stick, and that's what Storm bench is arguing. I think they have a definite good argument there. Assistant coach J.B. Bittner was looking for the call. High stick brings the faceoff all the way down the Storm end. First 35 seconds of the Storm Century 21 power play, though. Very nice puck movement. About as nice as we've seen all season in the Storm power play. Kevin Kerr, Garrett Cecere, and Joel Lesperance working well. They scored a power play goal last night. USA wins the faceoff, and they get a shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound there on the far side for Kunin. Kunin controlling play here for USA. Shorthanded. Storm of the Century 21 power play. Now it's moved behind the Storm net. Glukowski settles it down for Cutler-Martin. And Martin will move up ice. Cutler-Martin on the far side to Glukowski. Now on the far boards to Aldworth. Moves in onside. Couple players collide there on the far side. Got it in deep, though, did the Storm. It's moved behind the net. And now on the near side, it's Martin who moves in to play it. Got it put behind the net again, and Berger on the far side. Up top for Glukowski. Glukowski, Martin. Martin on the left point. Back to Glukowski. Glukowski holds it to Martin. Martin fakes. Now plays it to Wilkie on the left circle. Wilkie trying to get a cross-ice pass deflected away and out of the zone. So not much movement there. The Storm had possession in the zone, but not the same kind of movement you saw with the first unit. 30 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play. Moving to the far side by Aldworth. Cross-ice pass, Martin. Makes one move. Into the zone. Martin takes on a shot. Slows it down. Looking to the center. Flips one behind the net. And now Martin can't handle it on the near side. It's taken back by Greenway. Two on one here. Greenway to the center. And a save, Johansson! What a save by Johansson on Brandon Warren. USA still with the puck now. 5 seconds left in the power play for the Storm. And it's moved again. Johansson had to make a save there, and Glukowski takes it back. We're back at full strength. Glukowski on the near side made a pass. Now it's Wilkie who's into the zone. Wilkie with a move. Wilkie behind the net. Wilkie wraps it around in front. Try to stuff it in, and it was stopped there by the netminder, Opilka. Now Fisher flips one in deep for USA. Schultz hounding his man on the back end. Got to be careful. Don't want to take a penalty there. As Schultz very physical. Mayer flipped one forward out to neutral ice. Ross Olsen fighting for it in neutral ice. Olsen, nice job there. Got it forward to Mayer. Mayer trying to centering pass, deflected into the air. Glove down there by Fisher. Fisher takes a hit from McMurphy on the near side. USA has it on the far side. Tri-City Storm leading 1-0 here. They have four checks going. Olsen able to get possession on the far side. He's taken down, and no call coming. And now USA picks up the puck under 13 minutes remaining here in the second period. Another collision as the Storm enter the zone. Christian Horn there. Poganski trying to get after it on the forecheck. Storm leading 1-0 on a goal by L'Esperance. 12:45 remaining in the second. USA able to move it out to neutral ice now on the near side. Tkachuk flips it past Schultz, goes and chases against Dello. Dello wraps him up and takes it forward. Torrey Dello, nice play. Stops in his own end. Dello, long pass, got it forward. Poganski did not touch it up, and now it'll be an icing whistled on the Tri-City Storm. 12:27 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Shots on goal now. The Storm are a little bit more even here in the second period, especially after that power play. 20-12 in total. Tri-City leading 5-3. Shot from USA off the faceoff, deflected to the far side wall. Aldworth, nice job tying up his man and getting out of the zone. Played by Boca back in the USA end. 1-0 Tri-City lead. Horn on the forecheck creates the turnover out of Schultz, but Schultz left it back, and now USA has it in. It's Kerwin with a shot. Boca in deep, put it in front. Wilkie had to settle things down there. Wilkie airs one out to neutral ice. Hannafin had it. Gomez all over him. Makes the play and carries it into the zone. Gomez to the net. Gets taken off the puck, trying to put one in front. It was poke checked away. Now it's turned over to Kevin Kerr on the point. Kevin Kerr puts one in deep for Gomez. Gomez behind the goal line. Plays it on the near side wall. Had Wilkie on the back step. Cecere with a shot that was blocked in front. Now Kevin Kerr back up to Cecere. Fakes one over to Gomez. Gomez to the center. It was blocked away by USA and now flipped out of the zone. Rolling puck back into the Storm end. Kevin Kerr. Kerr goes behind the net, finds Cecere, takes the hit, but Cecere moves it forward. Chipped off a USA stick back to neutral ice, and USA recovering in their own end. In front of their own net, it's McAvoy. McAvoy to neutral ice. Got it forward into the Storm end. Icing waved off. Cecere behind the net to go get it. Played on the far side wall. Eastman carries it out. Eastman, nice pass over to Kevin Kerr to start things. Back to Eastman on the far side. Eastman leans it in the zone. Eastman to the center. L'Esperance got tied up there. Couldn't get possession. And now USA brings it back the other way. Team USA with under 11 minutes remaining in the second. It's Jan to the center. Save Johansson as the puck went on the far side. And now it's out of the zone. Berger got it forward for Gomez. Couldn't handle it. And now it's back to USA. But turned back to Berger again. Berger pays it up front of the red line, and Martin tried to chip it in deep, but it went right off McAvoy. Stormore offside, have to tag up. Gomez was able to get off the ice. That was good because he was late in a shift. And now it's behind the Storm net. Lukowski played it to Martin, got it forward for Kyle Eastman. Eastman settles it down and finds a streaking Lukowski past the red line. Lukowski to the net, shoots one wide. And the rebound, Berger on the near side. Nice job by the Storm getting another line change here. Jalen Schultz will pick it up. Schultz tried to deflect it back in deep. Storm had a tag up there as USA has possession. Halfway through the second period, Storm still leading 1-0, got the only goal in the first from L'Esperance. Here's Roslovic. Roslovic leaves it back for Greenway with a shot, and Johansson makes the save. Juggle the puck for a second, but covers up. 9:59 remaining in the second period of play, presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Tri-City Storm leading Team USA 1-0. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the store at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Tri-City Storm have the 1-0 lead on Team USA. We're exactly halfway through this game. The only goal, Joel L'Esperance from Chris Wilkie and Garrett Gomez at 8:05 of the first period. Both teams scoreless on the power play. Storm have had one chance, USA with two. Team USA out shooting the Storm 21-12 on the scoreboard, but Jacob Johansson has made all 21 saves and has kept the USA under 17 squad off the board. We're going to resume play here with a faceoff to the left of Johansson here late in the midway through the second period. Tri-City Storm Radio Network here, the Breeze 94.5. Thanks for tuning in. Sunday afternoon game here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Storm with a long drive home. Back to Kearney after this one, and then two games against Omaha. It's a quick shot on net from Fitzgerald, bounced in front. And Johansson made the save and covered up. Next week, two games against the Omaha Lancers at the Viero Event Center. Ugly sweater night coming up next weekend as well. Fans, make sure you get your ugly sweaters. Still looking for someone to wear that Lincoln Stars jersey as their ugly sweater. Like to see that one at the Viero Event Center this weekend. Maybe I'll grab one if I can get one. Show off an ugly sweater. The Storm win the faceoff, and now it's flipped into neutral ice. Les Bronson's got it. Try to make a move around Fitzgerald. Taken away by the USA. Big hit by Les Bronson on the far side. Picked back up by Mayer. He flips one in, and it's covered up by the goaltender there for USA, Opilka. And Opilka stops play with 9:40 remaining in the second period. Tri-City with the 1-0 lead on Team USA. Faceoff will be in the USA end to the left of Opilka. Storm with Bachman, Hayden, and Christian Horn alongside Cecere and Glukowski. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Hayden played it up top for Glukowski, who couldn't connect on a pass. Rolls all the way back to Jacob Johansson. He swings around the near side, intercepted. Chance in front, blocked by Cecere. Nice block by Cecere as Johansson was out of the net. Big chance for USA. Now it's played on the near side wall by Christian Horn. Horn moving forward. Left it for Bachman. Trying to get it in the zone. It was stopped. Now Bachman does get it into the zone. The near side wall. Horn is there trying to do work and pull the puck free, but USA has it back. They flip it into the Storm, and it's Colin White with a shot. Save Johansson. Big rebound in front. Corralled by Tri-City, and Christian Horn leaves it for Bachman. Bachman on the far side. Bachman leaves it for Horn with a shot. Deflection, and it's out of play. Deflection out of play. We get a stoppage with 8:56 remaining. The second period, Storm with a nice-looking rush. Karch Bachman, a speedy center. Storm looked to have him full-time next season. And Bachman is a 1997 year, so he would be a high school player next season for Tri-City. Faceoff won by the Storm, resuming play again, though cannot hold it in the zone, and Martin has to recover a neutral ice. Jalen Schultz with a little trouble with the puck, and now it's up to L'Esperance. He turns one back toward the USAM, intercepted and taken back by Hannafin. Over to Flunstrand with a shot. Johansson with a save. Rebound in front is cleared around the wall, kept in by Boca. Now on the near side, it's thrown to the center. Loose puck in the far side wall. Nice hit by Martin on the far side. It's taken by L'Esperance. L'Esperance got it chipped away from him, and USA got it deep once again in the Storm end. Schultz, nice hustle into the corner. And it's thrown to the center. Now to the far side, Hannafin to the center again. It's chipped wide by USA. And now Kerwin up top. And nice job by Wilkie. May have gotten a piece of that one to get it out of the zone. USA threatening once more. Storm leading 1-0. 8 minutes remaining in the second period. Move forward by Flunstrand now. Got it in deep. And it's going to be an icing here on USA. I guess Flunstrand never touched it. They're moving into the Storm end, and we get a stoppage with exactly 8 minutes remaining here in the second period on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Faceoff is to the left of the USA goaltender, Luke Opilka. Faceoff is won by USA and brought out in front of the net by the under-17 squad, and now it's played on the far side. They're in onside. Chance in front. Johansson with a save. Rebound. It goes in. Rebound just slid in. Johansson made the first save, and USA ties this game up at one with 7:46 remaining in the second period. Kind of a weird play. Johansson made the save. The rebound was loose in the crease, and it banked off somebody and just slid right in there, tying the game at 1-1 with 7:46 remaining in the second period. Johansson's had to be all over the place for the Storm. A lot of opportunities for Team USA, and that time, things cost Tri-City, tied 1-1. Faceoff to resume play is won by Team USA. We'll see who they give the USA goal to as it's moved back towards the Storm end. Dello got it forward for Chase Berger, and Berger flips one, hit Hutchison and neutralized, but taken by USA. And Team USA moved it forward, got it in, and now it's Kyle Eastman. Goal is given to Luke Cunning for USA. And it's tied to 1-1. USA with the puck in their own end now. Moving forward to neutral ice. Moved in by Jan. Jan with a shot. Whistle wide of the net. Rebound on the near side. Picked up by Warren. The near side corner. Wrestled around by Jan. And now he's up top. But he flipped it back down low. Taken by Eastman. Back out to neutral ice. Werenski in his own end. Banked back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr got it forward right to a USA skater. It's brought in the zone by Greenway. He's obstructed. Got to the center for Warren, and a shot went wide. Rebound down low. Moved around the near side corner. Played by a couple players in the near side corner. Chance for USA here. Behind the net. Looking in front. Try to pass on the back door to Warren. Went through. Another shot deflection. Johansson made a save with the left hand. Rebound loose in front. They score again. Team USA. Two goals in under 2 minutes. And they have a 2-1 lead on the Tri-City Storm with 6:24 remaining in the second period. Tenacious play by the USA squad. And they lead 2-1 with two quick goals. Turn the tables on the Tri-City Storm, who look comfortable with that 1-0 lead. And now it's 2-1 USA. 6:24 remaining in the second period. And it's Jordan Greenway who gets credit. Two goals in under a minute and a half for USA. Now with a 2-1 lead on the Storm. Greenway picks up the goal. And Martin gets it behind the net for the Storm. And now it's played forward by Glukowski. He finds Poganski. Poganski on the near side. Stops as he enters the zone. Got it to Christian Horn. Horn down low. Centering pass for Martin. Had it in his skates. Threw one on net. Save made by Opilka. And now it's Aldworth in the near side. Trying to throw it to the center. It was stopped by USA. Taken right back by Aldworth at the top of the zone. And it's kicked over to Aldworth again. Aldworth, though, held up there and got it back to Martin. Storming their own end now. Martin's got to fire it up the wall. Deflection all the way into the USA end. Tri-City makes a line change. Opilka leaves it behind the USA net. Team USA scored two goals here in the past few minutes, and they take a 2-1 lead on the Tri-City Storm. Now it's going to be icing on Team USA. With 5:25 remaining in the second period, USA has continued to dominate in shots on net. Now ahead 29-12. Storm have one goal from L'Esperance at 8:05 of the first, but it's a 2-1 USA lead. 5:25 remaining in the period. Storm with a faceoff in the USA end. Dello fakes on a shot. Takes a shot. Deflection over the net. Rebound on the near side. Wall is deflected to the top of the zone, and now it's taken by USA. Kachuk got it forward and got it deep. Now it's Schultz. Schultz on the near side wall. Got it forward out to neutral ice. Gabrielle leaves it in deep. Johansson there. Dello wraps it around the far side. Mayer couldn't get it out of the zone. Now a chance for USA in front. Deflection on the stick of Olsen. Left it there dangerously for Dello, but Dello able to move it to the far side wall. And now it's Mayer. Throws one in to the USA end. Deflection by the netminder Opilka. Played on the far side now by Jones. And it's played forward by USA. USA passed the red line. Roslovic to the center. Got the trailer. And a shot was blocked there by Cecere. Cecere got it forward for Wilkie. Chris Wilkie in neutral ice. Try to bring it in with Gomez, but it was stopped at the line, and USA brings it right back to Bracco. Bracco loses it to Kevin Kerr, though, and Kerr gets it out of the zone. USA had a tag up as it was forced back in. Cecere wraps it around the near side for Kevin Kerr. Kerr banks it on the near side wall for Gomez, trying to play on the wall. Leaves it for Kerr. Kerr moved it forward out of the zone, rolling back into the USA, and with 4 minutes remaining in the second period, USA with a 2-1 lead on Tri-City. L'Esperance on the near side wall got it out of the zone. And it's Cutler-Martin who finds Glukowski. Glukowski got it forward to Wilkie. Wilkie brought it into the zone, but it was stopped there. And Glukowski fires it back in. Storm at a tag up. Gloved down by the goaltender and held on by Opilka. Stops play. 3:45 remaining in the second period. Team USA with two goals in the second have taken a 2-1 lead. Luke Kunin and Jordan Greenway. Two goals for USA. Face off to the left now of the goaltender Opilka. It's won by USA. the far side wall. Berger tried to bring it forward up the corner. Berger gets poked out to Glukowski. Glukowski with a shot that went well wide off the board, but stayed behind the net for Chase Berger to pick up. Berger tried to cycle it behind the net to Hutchison. Three USA players there. Berger still comes free with the puck, though. Berger back to Hutchison. Lets it go. Eastman tried to come in there, put a hit on his man, and now it's moved by USA up the wall and to the top of the zone and out. And now Fludstrand tried to reach for it. It was poked away from him. Picked back up by USA. Cunning with a shot, and it was blocked away by the Storm. Now Eastman put it into the corner. Put behind the net now. Lukowski on the near side. Hutchison. Hutchison took a hit. Moved the puck to Cutler-Martin, who flipped it forward. Set down there by Eastman. Eastman got it in deep. Storm go off on a change. And now it's played by Hanifin. On the near side, Fludstrand. Fludstrand got it forward. Here's an opportunity for Warren. He stops in the corner. Warren to the center. It was blocked. Another chance for Warren here in the corner. Gets shoved. Puck bouncing in the air. And it's Dello. And now back to Karch Bachman. Bachman on the far side. Got it forward. Nice job there. Get it out of the zone for Mayer. But Mayer couldn't hold it in neutral ice. And McAvoy brings it back in with Warren. Warren with a shot. Missed the net well wide. Rebound comes out. USA didn't touch it as they were making a change there. And now it goes back to the USA end. Trying City Storm make a change. McAvoy in a neutral ice. Played in onside by Jan. He takes a shot. And Johansson's quick with the glove. Makes the save and stops play with 2 minutes remaining in the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. 2-1 the score for Team USA. Get two goals here in the second period and have a 2-1 lead on the Tri-City Storm here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Face-off is to the right of Johansson now. It's won by the Tri-City Storm. Swept around to Kevin Kerr. And the net plays it to Poganski on the far side. Couldn't get it forward, though. And now Poganski will get it back again from Kerr. Leaves it for Horn. Horn ahead, trying to find Aldworth. Skipped under his stick. Aldworth goes and gets it in the far side corner, though. Leaves it there for Poganski. Excuse me, Christian Horn. Poganski still on the ice, though, as well. And now Poganski keeps it in on the near side. Nice job by Aldworth on the near side wall. Him and Poganski playing pitch and catch. Aldworth in the corner. Takes his man down, trying to pick up the puck. And Poganski, again, support. But USA comes out with possession. And we have an upcoming penalty on Tri-City. Delayed call on the Storm. USA, Opilka out of his net. Horn heavy on the forecheck, trying to touch up. And USA still with the puck. Empty net and an extra attacker on here during a delayed penalty. It's moved in and it's touched up by Cecil. 1 minute remaining in the second period. The Storm will be shorthanded for the rest of this period. Thomas Aldworth will go in the box. Penalty in the offensive zone. Trying to get in deep on the forecheck, and Aldworth into the box with a minute remaining in the period. Storm need to kill for a minute now and a minute later in the third. GNC penalty kill for Tri-City with 1 minute remaining in the second period. Trailing 2-1 to Team USA. Storm with a faceoff and they get it out of the zone. As it's Evers. Aldworth goes to the box for hooking at 19 minutes of the second period. USA with it now. 45 seconds remaining in this period. Greenway has it now. Jordan Greenway on his own side of the ice. Passes it forward. Brocco brings it in. Threw it to the middle. Berger trying to chip it. He couldn't. It was a bouncing puck. And it's played down by USA. Brocco with a chance in front. Lost an edge. Taken by Berger. And he clears it all the way down. Chase Berger got it all the way down the ice. 20 seconds remaining. 15 seconds remaining now in the period. USA into the zone. Kunin makes a move. Johansson chips it away as it rolled to him. Now played on the near side wall. Gabriel to the center with a shot, and it went wide. Last second here, and it's cleared up front. L'Esperance had it on his stick as time expired. Team USA scores two goals in the second period, and with 20 minutes remaining in this game, the Storm trail 2-1 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. We'll take a break And we'll come back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here on The Breeze 94.5.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trail the Team USA under 17 team 2-1 after two periods of play here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Jared Sheffrin with you here in your Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Team USA getting two goals in that second period here as we begin the Stadler Implement period recap. The only two goals of the second period, Luke Kunin from Luke Kirwin at 12:14 and Jordan Greenway from Jeremy Bracco at 13:36. Shots on goal, a huge factor in this game. Team USA out shooting the Storm 30-12. And that is a big difference. Obviously, 30-12 is the shots on goal after two periods. Storm are in this game, trailing by a goal, but they need a much better effort here in the third period. They'll start the third, killing a penalty for 1 minute. Thomas Aldworth took a hooking penalty late in the period. That was the only penalty of the period for Tri-City. I think the goal for Tri-City would be to stay out of the box. For the third period, they took a couple penalties in the first. They took two in the first. And one here in the second. Team USA now 0-3 on the power play. Storm 0-1. The only power play of the game for the Storm was a penalty in the second period by Colin White for hooking of Team USA at 4:08. Storm had a couple good looks on the power play but could not convert. Jacob Johansson has made 28 saves on 30 shots through the first 40 minutes. And Johansson with 20 more minutes to get through here, but the Storm need to make it a lot easier on him. as it's been tough on the goaltender for Tri-City today. Already 30 shots thrown his way. He's made saves on 28 of them, but he trails 2-1. Luke Opilka has seen just 12 shots, and he's made 11 saves, the only goal. For the Tri-City Storm is Joel Esperance. I'm Chris Wilkie and Garrett Gomez. It's been really a game that's favored Team USA. Their style, their aggressiveness, they've thrown everything at the net. They've made it tough for Johansson. Johansson made it through the first half of this game without allowing anything, but then allowed two goals in under 2 minutes. And Team USA has it. 2-1 lead on the Tri-City Storm. Still 20 minutes left to go here for the Storm, but I think this is a game they're in. And they want to win this game. They want the 2 points. And Coach Jim Holton going to try to get everything out of this locker room here in the final 20 minutes. Give it everything they've got here before they take the long trip back to Kearney. We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. I have to remind you about Stadler Implement. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Come back with a look at the upcoming schedule for the Tri-City Storm here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in Ann Arbor. Tri-City trailing 2-1 to Team USA heading to the third period on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze 94.5.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Midway Auto Dealership says go Storm. We think you guys are winners and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here in Ann Arbor at the Ice Cube, here where the National Development Program operates. You got the U-17 team and the U-18 team. U-18 team played two games on the road this weekend, so they're out of town. U-17 team, two games this weekend after an international tournament. In the first game, the Storm won 5-2 yesterday. Today's game, 2-1, USA leading after two periods of play. Let's take a look at the upcoming schedule for the Tri-City Storm presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. As we look right now, the Storm coming into today's game, Tri-City had a record of 5-10-2, and they played five consecutive games away from home. Last time the Storm were at home, they lost 5-2 to the Omaha Lancers on November 8th, and it'll be the first game for Jim Holton at the Viero Event Center on Friday, November 29th. That's the Storm's first game here at home since they made the coaching change. They will take on the Omaha Lancers on Friday and Saturday next weekend. Get your tickets at stormhockey.com. First game on Friday will be at 7:30 against Omaha. Second game on Saturday at 7:05. Then the Storm hit the road trip for another three games on the road. Thursday, December 5th, the Stormer in Waterloo to face the Blackhawks. It's a Thursday night game, 7.05 p.m. on that one. Friday night, December 6th, the Storm take on Des Moines. And Saturday, December 7th, they'll be at Cedar Rapids. All three of those games on the road, all starting at 7.05. And then the Storm will have a Wednesday game on the road against Omaha. Wednesday, December 11th, they'll take on the Omaha Lancers at the Ralston Arena. So it's two home games against Omaha, then three road games, then a Wednesday game at Omaha, and then they have two more against Youngstown at home on December 13th and 14th at the Viero Event Center. The game on December 14th, Boy Scout Day at the Viero Event Center, will be a 3.05 p.m. start, and that'll do it for the Storm in the first, not half of the season, but till winter break. Storm get a break and a weekend off, and then they're back after Christmas. So that's your upcoming schedule. Every game this season on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, your home for Storm hockey all season long. Tri-City Storm here with plenty of games coming up. Today is game number 18. There's 60 total, so a lot of games still to be played. Storm have their work cut out for them here, as they are right now in sixth place in the USHL's Western Conference standings, but the next stretch of games should prove to be important. So the Storm trying to get back in the thick of things in the Western Conference. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll have the third and final period presented by Big O Tires on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
A reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Focal, quality lasts longer.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffrin.
20 minutes remaining in this one. Tri-City Storm trailing the Team USA under-17 team by a score of 2-1. Here as we enter the Big O Tires third period of play on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffer with you here. The two teams have switched sides. Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial here in the third period. Team USA from right to left as we get ready to start play in the third. Storm looking for the offense here that they had yesterday. Scored 5 goals, which is their largest output of the season. But here tonight, they've only scored 1 through the first 40 minutes. We'll see what they can do here in the last 20. As we are ready to start play, Storm will start with Lesperance, Schultz, Martin, and Eastman killing a penalty for a minute. Aldworth in the box for hooking. The faceoff is dropped, and it's won by the Storm back to the USA end. And Hannepin, with it behind his own net, will move it forward. Team USA on the power play. On the near side, it's Bronco. Bronco in on side. He's got an assist in today's game. Throws it to the far side for Boca, who fanned on a shot. And now it's played in the far side wall. And up top, in the near side, Rocco's got it back. Up top for Hannepin. Settles it down right on the blue line, keeping it in. Hannepin now. To the near side, Bronco. Down low on the goal line. Chance in front, deflection, and went off the side of the net. Team USA recovering with 22 seconds left on the GNC penalty kill. Greenway behind the net. Bronco back to Greenway on the far side. Greenway with a goal in this one as it's Hannepin. Got a chance, it's stolen away by Lesperance. Lesperance taking down a penalty call on Hannepin. Just 10 seconds remaining in the Aldworth penalty, and now Lesperance draws one. Nice work by Joel Lesperance there. Just 51 seconds into the third period presented by Big O Tires. We've got a face-off in the USA, and the Storm will have a minute 50 on the power play. 4-on-4 for 10 seconds, and then we'll have the Century 21 power play. Lesperance, Horn, Kerr, and Cecier. On the face-off in the Storm, win it. Kevin Kerr, shot to the net. Save made, and it's held onto by Opilka. 2 minutes for holding. The penalty to Noah Hannepin. 6 seconds remaining in the Aldworth penalty now. Face-off, again won by the Storm, and another shot in Lesperance. Took that shot, save made by Opilka. Hangs on once again. So two face-offs, the 4-on-4. Storm get 2 face-off wins. Both times, shots right on net. Third time, another face-off win. Kevin Kerr to the far side. Cecier and Poganski onto the ice for the Storm after Aldworth's out of the penalty box. Here's Cecier. Tees up on a shot. Save made. Rebound pops into the far side corner and calmed down by Christian Horn, but he lost a battle on the far side wall to Tkachuk. And Tkachuk puts it back into the Storm, and Kevin Kerr gets back to retrieve with Cecier. Garrett Cecier on the far side. Got it forward to Poganski. Poganski got it into the zone. Centering pass. Horn's there. And a big save made by Opilka. Christian Horn, a grade A opportunity. Nice setup by Poganski there. 1:23 remaining in the Century 21 power play. Storm trailing 2-1 to Team USA. 18:31 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period. Lesperance on the faceoff for Tri-City here. He'll go against Jack Roslovic. Faceoff won by the Storm. Kerr on the near side to Horn. Cross-ice pass to Cecier. Cecier to the center. Calms it down. Bombs one. Deflection just went wide of the net. Storm had a presence in front there. Horn got it to Kerr. Up top Cecier. Down low Horn. Horn back to Kerr. Kerr's looking. Takes the shot. Poganski's in front. Deflection wide. Rebound USA. Brings it to the near side and gets it out of the zone. Good job by the Storm. Had some shots. Had the net front presence but couldn't get one through. Cecier now got it forward. Cecier on the near side here. 48 seconds left in the power play. Wilkie got it down low for Berger. Berger on the near side corner. Back to Wilkie. Wilkie leaves it for Glukowski, who comes and gets it on the far side. Dello with power play time here. Dello over to Glukowski. Settles it. Takes a shot. Save. Rebound. Loose for Aldworth. He couldn't get a stick on it. Thomas Aldworth was there in front. After the save was made by Opilka, he left a rebound there, and Aldworth couldn't find it. Squirted it out, and USA clears it all the way down. Dello brings it forward. Play on the far side now by Berger. Got it deep in the zone. 15 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Played by Warren for USA. Up top, Glukowski keeps it in. Wilkie there. Wilkie lost the puck, though, to Warren, and here comes USA. Warren into the zone to the center. Moves around one man. Shot was blocked by Wilkie, and now Glukowski plays it forward. USA is back at full strength. So it's deep in the Storm end again, and Johansson leaves it for Glukowski. Kupkowski. Storm trailing 2-1. 17 minutes remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Far side, Berger got an out of the zone, but got too far in front of him. And USA will bring it back into the zone. They come right to the net. Chance in front. The shot went wide, and now here come the Storm the other way. McMurphy got it for Olsen. Olsen leading it in the zone. Lost the puck, though. And now it's USA once again. Storm not strong on the puck. They're getting taken off way easy here. As Schultz plays it on the far side for Olsen. Now McMurphy. McMurphy settles it down. Brings it past the red line. Brings it in onside. Gets past Hanifin. Goes in to play it. Play on the near side. And it's up top. Olsen swung it to the center. Now down low again. And McMurphy's tied up by Hanifin. McMurphy fell down. Still in there and behind the USA net. It's brought forward by Boca. Now on the far side, ship forward. Martin didn't look at the puck there. Went after Boca. Martin able to get to the puck, though, as it went off the wall right to him. Martin brings it forward here now for Olsen. Banked it forward. Bachman got a stick on it. Goes in deep to go get it. Bachman from the near side corner. Gets out in front. Taken down. Storm get to it. Gomez. Gomez flips it in there for Steve Hayden. Hayden behind the net in the near side corner. Got it back for Gomez. Gomez behind the net. Looking in front. Gomez still looking. Shoots one. Save made. Rebound to Bachman. Bachman behind the net. Back to Steve Hayden. Hayden on the far side. Hayden threw one behind the net. Wrapped around the boards to the near side. Cecier. Cecier keeps it in. Cecier actually did not keep it in. And it's an offside whistle to Tri-City. Cecier tried to keep it in. But it came out of the zone, and the Stormer whistled for offside. 15:25 remaining in the game in the Big O Tires third period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing USA 2-1, trying to find an equalizer here in the third. Faceoff was won to Polganski, tried to get it in deep, it was blocked, but then Allworth brought it in on the near side, takes a shot that misses the net wide. Rebound on the far side, gets past Kevin Kerr. Kerr goes back to get it in his own end. Cecier. Cecier flipped it forward to neutral ice, turned over to USA. Werenski for USA. You got to play it back to McAvoy. McAvoy on the near side. Played it to Werenski. And he starts to bring it forward. Long cross-ice pass. Went into the Storm end. Lukowski picks it up. Lukowski wraps it around the near side wall. Up top, Werenski picks it up. Shot was deflected out of play. Actually hit the ceiling first before going into the netting. And play is stopped with 14:47. remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. Storm trailing 2-1, looking for an equalizer here, facing Team USA's under 17 team. Faceoff will be to the right of Jacob Johansson in the Storm end. And Roslovic gets tossed out of the circle. Berger is taking the draw for the Storm now against Jeremy Bracco. Faceoff won by Tri-City has moved on the near side by Eastman. Eastman to the red line. Flips it in. Trying to go chase. Played by USA. In the near side corner. Eastman back to Berger. Berger over to Glukowski. Glukowski fired a shot wide. And it missed net. And now it's Jones. Moves ahead. And Greenway chips it in deep. Goes back to get it. Greenway flies past the Storm defense. Chips it behind the net. Chance in front. Was blocked by Johansson. Into the near side corner. It touches it. Hutchison leaves for Eastman. Eastman flips this one back into the USA end in the far side corner. Caleb Jones is there. Berger trying to win a battle in the far side corner. And it's taken away by USA on the near side wall. It's moved forward and up and out of the zone. Dello fires it back in. Storm tag up. Eastman going off on a change. Esperance in deep off the bench. Greenway fires it ahead. Chipped into the Storm end. Goes down to get it. Jalen Schultz. Team USA makes a change. Schultz on the near side for Wilkie. Wilkie stops, plays it back to Schultz, and now he got it forward. It's going to be icing on Tri-City. Wilkie there, instead of going forward, went backwards. And Schultz didn't expect that. So once he recovered, he didn't have a lot of time to make a play. They just fired one up the ice. It'll be icing on Tri-City. 13:39 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Team USA leading the Storm 2-1. Leading in shots on goal, 30-19. Faceoff won by USA. They throw one in on Johansson. He makes the save. Rebound loose. Banked off the back wall. That's the first shot for Team USA on Johansson. Schultz took his man down. No call coming on the far side. And now it's played by Dello out of the zone. Pass here to Wilkie on the near side. Wilkie chipped it in deep. Lesperance has got it. Centering pass. Gomez. Shoot. Save made. Gomez got tripped up a little bit. But he got the shot on net. And Opilka made the save. Keep it a 2-1 lead for USA. Down low, Fitzgerald leaves it for Evers. Christian Evers got it forward for Warren. Warren on the far side, got it in deep. Going back to get it is Garrett Cecere for Tri-City. Cecere played around the far side, thrown in front. Johansson makes a save. Rebound was left there in front, taken by Wilkie. Down the far side, Gomez in onside. He's got Horn to the net. Horn shoots, save, rebound. Wilkie scores! Wilkie ties the game with 12:45 remaining in the third. We're tied 2-2. Wilkie's second goal of the weekend. Christian Horn was denied on the first shot. The second one gets past Opilka as Wilkie was there to pick up the trash in front and pounded it home. Nice job by the Storm attacking on the rush and getting their second of the night to tie things up 2-2 with 12:45 remaining in regulation here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Face off at center ice is won by USA. And we are tied up at 2. The Storm get that equalizer. Dello, nice job getting it forward, a bouncing puck. Storm overskated it, though, and now it's Tkachuk who brings it back in. Tkachuk on the far side. Played down low, and now it's picked up by Kevin Kerr. Kevin Kerr on the near side. Allworth trying to chip it out. Got it back to Kevin Kerr. And now Kerr holding it. Got it forward to Allworth. Allworth on the far side. Intercepted. Chance for USA, but taken back by Christian Horn. Horn again turns it over at the top of the zone. Here's USA. It's a shot, but it's a penalty on Tri-City as Tkachuk got hauled down. Tkachuk just got hauled down there. 12:09 remaining, and the Storm go back on the penalty kill. Storm not able to clear the top of the zone. A lot of pressure from Team USA, and they'll go back on the power play in a 2-2 game with 12:09 remaining. In the Big O Tires, third period of play, Dello is the victim here in the penalty box. Can't fault Dello for taking that penalty, though, as there's a big opportunity for Tkachuk and USA in the Storm. Win the faceoff, played it by Glukowski around the near side, Hutchison. 2 minutes for holding on Dello. It's moved into the netting and out of play. On the near side corner with 11:58 remaining in the Big O Tires, third period. Team USA on the power play for another minute 49 seconds. Wilkie's goal at 7:15. Gonna credit Christian Horn on the assist. I believe also Garrett Cecere with an assist. They've had a discussion, and they will move the faceoff outside of the Tri-City Storm end. Roslovic will take it against L'Esperance in neutral zone. Puck is dropped. L'Esperance wins it back to Glukowski, and he fires it all the way down the ice. Opilka out of his net to play it. Minute 41 remaining in the GNC penalty kill. Near side, USA. Bracco to the center. Nice job by L'Esperance. Sticks down a pass and clears it all the way down. L'Esperance in transition there on the penalty kill with a nice job. Here comes USA once more. 1:25 left on the GNC penalty kill. USA brings it in. It's in the far side. Martin swings it around and out. Another nice job by the Storm with a penalty kill. 1:15 remaining now in the GNC penalty kill. Long pass ahead for Opilka to Greenway. He chips it in deep and goes on a change. Hutchison brings it around the far side. Kevin Kerr got it back to Hutchison. Hutchison with it on his stick, trying to find some room to clear. Leaves it for Schultz around the far side. Bounced off the wall out of, not out of play, but now it's out of play as it's deflected out. It bounced off the wall a little bit weirdly, awkwardly, and it went right to a USA player, and then he took a chance. Pass deflected out of play by Schultz. So it goes out of play. Storm have the faceoff in their own zone. 11:04 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. 56 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill. In the box for the Storm is Dello. Faceoff won by USA. It's Jones with a shot blocked in front. Nice job by the Storm. Kevin Kerr hammers it all the way down. Kerr got to that loose puck first. Sent it all the way down. Opilka settles the puck down behind the USA net. 38 seconds remaining in the power of play for the USA National Development Team. Stopped by L'Esperance in neutral ice. L'Esperance all over. Floodstrand takes it away. L'Esperance to the center. He's got Eastman who had the puck stuck in his skate, but Eastman got it all the way back. Back to the Storm, and it got past Cecere. Cecere will leave it for Glukowski in the near side. Glukowski with some time, but a puck went away from him. Now it's moved back deep in the Storm end. Cecere back to Glukowski. Tries to hammer one around the boards. It's kept in by Jones. Lesperon's trying to get it out on the near side wall, and he flips it out with a backhand back to neutral ice. 5 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill, and out of the box comes Torridello. 10:05 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. We're tied at 2 here on the Breeze 94.5. Poganski loved it down, got it in deep. Poganski goes and hustles to get it back there. Fired it over to Christian Horn. Horn working with Poganski. Horn's got it with some space. Moves out in front. Had a pass blocked, but got it back. Christian Horn up the wall for Martin. Martin with a shot. Went wide. Rebound on the far side. Nice play by Jalen Schultz to come in and pinch and keep it in. Now on the far side is USA with possession. Nice job by Poganski to keep it in away from Jones. Aldworth on the near side. Couldn't get a hold of it. Now Jones has it for USA. Plays it around the far side. It's moved up by Christian Fisher. Fisher got it ahead of Poganski, and it's dumped into the storm end by USA. Cutler-Martin goes back to get it. Played on the near side by Aldworth. Aldworth in the corner with some help from Schultz. Aldworth gets away with it. And now in the center, it's out of the zone. Poganski going over to get it near the storm bench. Played by Horn up for Aldworth. Aldworth moving into the zone. Trying to get through a couple men. Couldn't get through there, and now he'll go for a change as USA has the puck. It's Kunin. And it throws it into the far side corner. It's Kevin Kerr picks it up for Tri-City. Under 9 minutes remaining now in the Big O Tires third period. Tied at 2. Mayer on the far side for Olsen. Olsen past one man. Olsen tries to get to the center. It's in the far side corner. Olsen tried to swing it in front. Deflected off a USA player's skate. Now over to Drew Mayer. Nice hustle by Mayer to win the battle. Olsen had it go under his stick, though, behind the net. Now USA picks it back up. Flips it to neutral ice. Banks off a skate there. Dello had to move it to the near side corner. USA still with it. Centering pass. Loose in front. Turnaround shot. Went wide. Rebound here for USA and Hannafin. Threw it to the center again. Deflection wide. Olsen hustles over to try to get to it. Can't. USA deep in the zone. Nice job by Olsen this time trying to chip it out. Can't. Another shot from Boca. Went wide. And now on the near side, Jan. Jan behind the net. Looking to the front. And the shot was blocked. That time it was blocked by Kerr. He was smarting on it. And the Storm get it out of the zone. McMurphy clears it back to the USA end. Storm get a much needed line change. Under 8 minutes to go in the Big O Tires third period. Thrown towards the net. Johansson sticks it to the far side wall. Played down low, and Lesperance finds it on his stick for Tri-City. Overskated it. Chance in front for USA. Was blocked by Glukowski. Played on the far side by Boca. Taken away by Tri-City. He's got a break. Here come the Storm. Lesperance on the far side. Got Wilkie in front. He leaves it for Gomez with an open net, and Gomez couldn't get a shot off. A nice three-on-one play. Gomez wasn't ready for it. Wilkie could have taken that shot. Now Gomez gets a turnover, though, to the center. Up top, Glukowski fires one. Deflection just wide. Lesperance down low again. Wilkie pokes it to Gomez. Gomez trying to get it out in front, and it was taken away by Hannafin, and now USA comes away. Storm have generated opportunities off the rush. Here's USA with an opportunity off the rush. Poked away by Johansson into the far side corner. Nice job by Cecier to knock it away. Cecier almost had control of it, lost it to Greenway. Chance in front for USA, and a shot, they score! Jeremy Brocco, the Freeport, New York native, makes it 3-2 USA with 6:57. Remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Both teams generating chances off the rush, and USA gets the goal. It's Brocco that scores it. Pass in front, and he was open. Beat Johansson in the bottom left corner of the net. And it's 3-2 USA. Storm probably kicking themselves right now as they just had a 3-on-1 and couldn't get a shot off. Lesperance, Wilkie, and Gomez. Perfect passing play, except for Gomez didn't see it coming, and he couldn't get a shot off. Wilkie decided to find Gomez there, who had an open net, and he wasn't ready. Now USA turns it the other way and able to get their third goal of the afternoon. 6:42 remaining in the Big O Tires third period, and the Storm have to find one more. McAvoy picks up an assist there. We're going to get an icing whistled on Team USA. So the puck gets moved all the way back into the USA zone for a faceoff. Last two goals have been Chris Wilkie from Gomez and Horn at 7:15. And then they just gave that goal to Greenway, but it's going to be Brocco who gets the goal for USA. In front, faceoff won by the Storm. Kevin Kerr with a shot that went wide. Rebound on the near side comes to Dello. He takes one that goes wide. Rebound for Poganski, though. Poganski on the far side. put it in the skates of Horn. Horn and Pulganski converge, and the two players together couldn't get anything going. And now here come USA on the rush. On the far side, a shot went over the net. And now a rebound here on the near side. Aldworth trying to play it forward. Aldworth does. Thomas Aldworth with speed. Into the zone. Left the pass there for Kerr. Kerr didn't get all of it and just put it in deep for Pulganski. Behind the net. Out in front. Overshoot. Save it. Rebound. Another save. And another chance in front is covered up by Opilka. Luke Opilka with a couple big saves. That time it was Thomas Aldworth in front. Had a couple whacks at it. And Opilka keeps the Storm off the board on that play. 5:52 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. 3-2 the score. USA in the lead. 5:52 left. Faceoff is in the USA and Opilka. Having an equipment issue here. Looks like something on his right pad. Getting attended to on the USA bench. Tri-City Storm goals today have come from L'Esperance and Wilkie. But USA has one more, and the Storm find themselves trailing with 5:52 remaining. Opilka is still getting his pad looked at. Now he seems ready to go. 5:52 remaining. Faceoff to the right of Opilka. Faceoff's won by USA behind the net. They move it up the near side wall, and it's kept in by Cecere. Nice job by Cecere to keep it in. Gomez on a second attempt, cannot. And USA moves it out, but it's picked up by L'Esperance. L'Esperance got it forward for Gomez. Gomez chipped it in the zone, not deep though. And USA flips it up, and a stoppage. Looks like it went out of play. 5 minutes and 30 seconds remain in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 3-2 to Team USA. Karch Bachman on the ice with Eastman and Berger here. Eastman will take the draw. Cecere is back there with Kerr, and the draw is won by Tri-City, but out of the zone. Split the two defenders. And now Eastman has it on the near side. Nice pass in front for Berger. Berger in on the near side. Stops at the half wall. Got it deep to Eastman. Settles down behind the net. Eastman in front for Bachman. He swung and missed on that shot. Now the rebound. Storm able to get possession on the far side wall. Eastman again. Bachman leaves it for Eastman in the far side corner. Tried a centering pass. Got it to Bachman. Now it's centered to Berger with a shot that went over the net. Now on the near side, it's Cecere. Cecere down low for Berger. Berger sealed off for a second. Bachman comes in to play it. Bachman on the near side. Got it forward to Cecere. Cecere back to Bachman. Now holding cross-ice pass. Finds Kevin Kerr. Down low it goes. Behind the USA net. Moved by Bachman on the near side wall. Bachman trying to get into the center. He did for Berger. Berger lost it, though, after he tried to pass it, deflected off a skate. USA gets it to the red line, dumps in, and changes. Johansson settles it down on the near side. Berger. Berger up to the top of the zone and out of the zone. Knocked back in to Cecere. Cecere settles it down in neutral ice again. Sees pressure, and USA creates the turnover. Here's Greenway with a shot. Save, Johansson. Cecere saw the pressure, couldn't get it out of the zone, and the shot was fired in on Johansson by Greenway. Stoppage now with 4:12 remaining in the third period. We are inside the Diamond Vogel Final Five here in Ann Arbor. Storm trailing by a goal, trying to find one more equalizer. They were down 2-1 in the third. They got a goal from Wilkie, but then Jeremy Bracco scored, and now a quick shot off the draw by Evers. Deflection wide of the net. Now on the far side, Aldworth. Aldworth trips and falls in neutral ice. As he was coming into the zone, now Horn goes down. Slides into the far side corner. And it's cleared out of the zone by USA. Torrey Dello. Got it forward to Horn. Horn shovels it into the zone. Can't get it in deep. Evers got it ahead. Pulganski knocked it down. And get a stoppage. Official, I think, has whistled an offside here. I don't know what he's emphatically pointing at. Pulganski gets escorted back to the Storm bench. I think he's just calling an offside here. 3:48 remaining here. We're in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Grand Island, Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Faceoff won by USA goes all the way back to their own zone. It's picked up by Hannafin. Moves around the near side. for Warren to the neutral ice, and now it's dumped in deep. Cunning goes behind the net. Martin cancels him out, trying to move the puck. It's in the near side corner. Bukowski around the near side. And now it's back to the stick of Martin and the Storm. 3:20 remaining in the game. Storm trailing by one. Gomez gets it in. Gomez tried to shovel it over to Lesperance, but he couldn't. And now on the near side, Glukowski keeps it in. Glukowski throws it around to the far side now. Nice hit by Lesperance. Frees the puck for Wilkie. Up top, chipped out of the zone by USA. Cecil fighting to get back. Can't win the battle. USA with possession. They throw it back into the Storm end. Kevin Kerr with it now. For Tri-City. The far side, Bachman. Out of the zone. Bachman with speed. Bachman in onside. Wilkie came over to help, but Bachman lost the puck. And now here comes USA. Hannafin gets past Berger. On the near side, it's Floodstrand. He trips and falls. And Cecil gets through it with Kerr. And now Wilkie on the near side. Wilkie cannot get it out, though. And now Berger banks it off the near side wall. Out of the zone. McAvoy back to get it for USA. 2:25 left in the third. Storm trailing 3-2. The far side corner, USA now behind their own net. Wohenski with the puck. Throws it into neutral ice. Deflection off a skate there in the near side. USA bringing it into the Storm end. And it's offside, whistled on Team USA. 2:06 remaining in the third. Storm down by one. Tri-City Storm head coach Jim Holton with a timeout that he may elect to use. Both teams have not used one yet. Faceoff is won by the Storm. Dello harassed from behind, and now Cutler Martin finds it forward for Aldworth. Aldworth past the red line. In onside. Can't get it deep, though, and it's batted back out to Dello in neutral ice. He settles it down and finds Martin on the far side. Now it's moved forward by Poganski, but can't get it past the red line. Once again, back to Martin here in his own zone. 1:44 remaining in the game. Dello on the near side. Dello trying to get it forward for Aldworth. Now Poganski got it in the zone. Right back out it goes. Dello fires it in. Couldn't get it deep, though, as Jones plays it for USA now on the far side. 1:25 left in this game. USA brings it back out to neutral ice. It's Bracco who has the goal. That is the difference here in the third. And now the Storm control, and they'll pull Johansson. Storm with an extra attacker. Cecil, the far side. It's moved in there by Gomez. Gomez to the center. He shoots. Just missed the net. Nice look by Gomez. Now on the far side, it's moved up and out of the zone by USA. It's going to be an icing on Team USA. 1 minute and 2 seconds remains in the third, and Jim Holton's going to use his timeout to draw up a play for the final minute. Here, the Diamond Vogel final five. 1 minute remaining. Tri-City trailing 3-2 to Team USA, looking for an equalizer in this one. USA here in the third period just has 4 shots on net. Storm outshot them 12-4. But the difference maker was Jeremy Bracco's goal from Colin White and Jordan Greenway at 13:03. Storm drawing up a play here. Have a minute to work to try to tie this game up. They trail 3-2, trailed 2-1 at the end of two, got the tying goal from Wilkie, but then allowed one to Bracco just 6 minutes later. Jim Holton trying to win his second game as Storm head coach has the team huddled up, draws up the play. Storm will go with Lesperance, Horn, Wilkie, Cecil, Kevin Kerr, and Poganski. Net is empty in the Storm end. And it'll be Lesperance on the faceoff for Tri-City against Colin White. 1 minute and 2 seconds remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five here in Ann Arbor. Faceoff is scrum 4-1 up top by Cecil. Cecil keeps it in, put it down low. Under a minute now. Chance in front was knocked away behind the net. And now we get a stoppage and a penalty upcoming. It's a high sticking call, and it's on USA. So the Storm already had the man advantage with the extra attacker, but now it's Nicholas Boca that goes for high sticking with 49 seconds remaining in this game. And the Storm are looking at a 6-on-4. The Storm with the man advantage. Got to be careful because USA can ice the puck and shoot for the empty net now. After the penalty to Boca. L'Esperance again on the faceoff. The faceoff is won by the Storm. Wilkie back to Cecier. On the near side, Kevin Kerr. Kerr down low it goes. Up top, Cecier. Cecier on the far point. Over to Kerr on the near side. Down low, L'Esperance shoots. Blocked in front. Rebound comes out of the zone. Cecier couldn't hold it in. 30 seconds left in the game. Kerr back in his own end. Kerr with the puck on his stick. Past the red line now. He gets into the zone. Kerr flying down the far side. Kerr to the center and a shot. And it's in wide. It went wide. Couple chances in front as Christian Horn had it. Now it's knocked out of the zone. Final 10 seconds here. Kevin Kerr got it back to Horn. 5 seconds to go. Horn in onside. L'Esperance. Oh, they call him offside. L'Esperance a step ahead of the play. They call him offside. And now there'll be a faceoff in neutral ice with just 2 seconds left. Going to be tough for the Storm here as they trail 3-2 with just 2.3 seconds to go. They bring the faceoff now to neutral ice, right to the center. They reset the clock to 3 seconds. And the faceoff is right at center ice. Storm have the 6-on-4. The faceoff is won by Tri-City. Last chance for Wilkie, and the buzzer runs out. And the Tri-City Storm drop this one by a final score of 3-2 to Team USA. USA 17 and under team gets their revenge after trailing 5-2 yesterday to the Storm. Today they win 3-2, and the Storm drop this one today. Once again, final score 3-2. Had an equalizing goal in the third, but fall here after a late goal from Jeremy Bracco with about 7 minutes remaining in the game. We'll take a break and come back with the old Chicago postgame show here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Back here in Ann Arbor, the Ice Cube. Tri-City Storm dropped this one 3-2 to Team USA's under-17 team. Hard-fought battle by both teams. Storm had the first goal. USA came back to take the lead at the end of two, and then each team scored one in the third. Storm didn't have enough here today to win this one, and credit to Team USA, who was a step ahead of the Storm all night. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. Here on the Old Chicago postgame show, we'll check Sadler Implement game recap. Here is the Storm fall 3-2. They got the first goal of the game. L'Esperance from Wilkie and Gomez at 8:05. And it led 1-0 after one, despite being outshot 17-7 in the first. In the second period, Luke Cunning from Luke Kirwan at 12:14 tied things up at 1. Jordan Greenway scored from Jeremy Bracco at 13:36 to make it a 2-1 USA lead. And then in the third period, Wilkie scored from Gomez and Horn at 7:15. Bracco scored from Colin White and Jordan Greenway and USA. That Bracco goal got them the win. 13:03 of the third period, the final goal. 34-25 was the final shots on goal tally. The goaltenders for either side, Johansson makes 31 saves on 34 shots, and Opilka makes 23 saves on 25 shots. For Team USA, Johansson saw a lot of action early on, unable to come away with the win as the Storm dropped this one 3-2. Neither team able to be successful on the power play. Storm were 0-3, and USA were 0-4. We will take a break here on the Breeze. Come back. We'll talk to the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, after a 3-2 loss here to Team USA on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, wait a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside Ann Arbor. Ice Cube here as the Tri-City Storm dropped this one 3-2. We're on the Old Chicago post-game show, and I'm joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. Jim, obviously a tough battle going into this one, knowing that you got three games in 3 days here. Overall reflections on your team's performance today?
Well, I thought we battled incredibly hard today, and we deserved a better fate. I think this was our best game of the road trip, which is a testament to the guys. I mean, they're exhausted. This was a tough, tough, grinding road trip, but we're eliminating excuses. There's no more crutches anymore, and the guys stepped up. I mean, we knew the first period was going to be the toughest period. We're down. This is a young team that's been sitting at home here waiting for a couple days. And, yes, they played last night, but they've had a lot of time off. So we did it. We did a good job. We kept everything to the outside. We gave up a lot of shot, but not a lot of quality chances. And the goals that went in today were just tired mistakes.
Storm had that 1-0 lead after one, and USA scores the two goals in the second period to kind of turn the tables and take the lead. What happened there in the second period?
Well, it was just a couple broken plays. We got caught once on a long line change, which is a tired mistake. We talked a lot about it before the game, about how important the line changes were, and it was just I attributed it to a tired mistake. The first thing that goes is your focus when you're tired, and they come down and capitalized, and they got a couple lucky bounces. They really did. A couple bounced in out. I thought we had a lot better quality scoring chances than they did, and I thought we outworked them. We just didn't beat them on the board tonight.
Seemed like something you guys did really well this weekend was kill penalties. You didn't allow any penalty, any power play goals on either game here against this USA team. Talk about what the penalty killing unit has done.
Well, it's a very disciplined position. I mean, JB does a great job preparing the guys. They have full knowledge of what's going to happen. And to kill penalties, you have to have some intelligence, but you have to have a ton of bravery. And I thought our guys did a great job. They fronted shots all weekend. They blocked a lot of shots, and we got great goaltending.
Something I said to you just before here off the air is it seemed like you guys were generating a lot of chances off the rush. What is that attributed to? Is it the back checking that you guys are able to take pucks away? But it seemed like a couple of goals that you scored were all generated off the rush.
Well, because we're playing simple hockey, but we're filling all three lanes and we're using the width of the ice. I mean, when we're on offense, we want to make the ice big. I thought we did a great job of opening the ice up today. We did D-to-D. We went cross ice. We hit people with speed. So we're starting to play with our skill. We need to bring our skill to the forefront, and we need to attack. We can be a very strong team off the rush, and we can also be a strong cycle team.
Joel Esperance scores his eighth goal of the season, three goals in the last two games for you. What is he doing well right now?
He's leading. First and foremost, he's leading. He's playing the way we've asked him to play. He's playing with confidence, and he just keep rolling. He's doing all the little things that add up to the big thing.
Also, a big game today playing with Joel was Garrett Gomez. He hadn't had a point yet this season, but he gets two assists here today. He was involved in both of the goals, had a chance to score another one with an empty net late in the game. Seemed like he was getting to the right areas as well.
He was getting to the right areas. I think he'd like to have that one back. He didn't stop on that puck in front of the net. It was a fantastic play by Wilkie. A lot of people want to say, oh, Wilkie should have shot the puck. Absolutely not. It's a tap into the empty net, and probably the game's over. And so Gammer would like to have that one back, but it was a lot of positive signs. You know, he got on the board. I thought that line was terrific. I thought Wilkie had an absolutely fantastic weekend. We're starting to see the skill that this kid has, and properly applied, he can be a heck of a player.
Last weekend, the Storm allowed six goals in each of their games to Dubuque and Sioux Falls. This weekend, they play three games. They don't allow more than three goals in any of those three games. Your goaltending seemed to be great all three games. That seems like a good problem to have.
It's a very nice problem to have. Now it's just our job, as I keep saying, is to take the workload off. But we knew the shot clock would be a little tilted. And I'm not sure I believe the shot clock in this building, to be perfectly honest with you, every night. But we did get up a lot of shots from the outside today, but that was by plan. We didn't have the legs to go chasing today. But with a little bit of structure, I mean, we really had no time to teach these kids the system that I want to play. And yet they've caught on so fast, and they've done a great job in D-zone coverage and through the neutral zone. So that would be a big project this week.
All right, that's Jim Holton here after a 3-2 loss to the Team USA under-17 team. Coach, we'll let you have a week to prepare. I'll get you a full week for two games at home. First time at the Viero Event Center for you this coming weekend with the Omaha Lancers. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, really excited to get back to a full house and show Tri-City what we're all about.
All right, that's head coach Jim Holton here joining us in the Old Chicago post-game show. Coach, we will talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
We'll take a quick break here on the breeze and come back to finish it up here on 94.5 FM KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
We're here in Ann Arbor. Tri-City Storm dropped this one 3-2 to Team USA. And we have 2 points gained on the weekend for the Storm. They lost to Chicago on Friday, got a win on Saturday here in Ann Arbor, and then dropped to Team USA here on Sunday by the final score of 3-2. And we want to go over the three stars of the game today, presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. Three stars of the game here. For the third star, we will go with the goaltender for Team USA, Luke Opilka, and he had a great game here for USA. Gets the win for Team USA, 23 saves on 25 shots. Second star for the Tri-City Storm is Joel Lesperance. Lesperance with a fantastic game once again, gets the goal for the Storm to start things off, and did a good job all game for the Storm. The center on the top line, Joel Lesperance, keeping the Storm in things here with a goal, and he's the second star of the game. First star for USA, Jeremy Bracco, scores the game-winning goal late in the third period, gives Team USA the 3-2 victory. And a nice job and a nice goal from Bracco, who's a Harvard University commit, and he's one of the leading scorers here on this USA team, and he found the net at the right time here tonight. It's like the Dent Popper grinder of the night, much like the Storm's hardest working player. The Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the night tonight, Kevin Kerr. Played a ton of ice time for the Tri-City Storm. Really looked good, moved the puck well, both offensively and defensively. Limited the turnovers, and to me, he stood out tonight, Kevin Kerr. Again, moving the puck well on the power play and getting rewarded for it. Kevin Kerr with a lot of ice time late in this game, and he's a young player for the Storm, still in high school, committed to Penn State University, and had himself a very nice one here tonight in Ann Arbor. Kevin Kerr, your Dent Popper grinder of the night tonight, presented by the Dent Popper. Well, that'll do it for us here in Ann Arbor. We will be off until Friday night, and the Storm will take on the Omaha Lancers. Hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday, Storm. Get that holiday off here this week, and then they will play on Friday night against the Omaha Lancers, Saturday night as well. Friday night's game starts at 7:30. We'll have the pregame show for you here on The Breeze at 7:10 p.m. from the Viero Event Center. Until then, I'm Jared Schaffrin. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.